Barry Manilow to kick off the Sports Blizzard, episode 9, motherfuckers. The Birds are in the playoffs.
Yeah, right on.
Boom. Bam. Everybody, welcome. We have a full panel today. Every single person that has anything to do with this show is on. We've got Rob to my right. Rob, how are you?
What's up?
Rob is going to be producing the show while I'm taking a short hiatus down in Costa Rica for a few months. Next to him, Pops, who is ornery from the jump.
Hey, what's going on?
Good to see you again,
yes,
brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Number 78 in your program, number 1 in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Thomas next to him.
Good evening. Good evening.
Nice to see you. Diaz and Rex on the couch today. You guys have great tits.
Casting couch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm at least a full C right now.
Yeah, I got nice nips, too. Don't forget the nips.
Ew.
Everybody happy to have you. We're going to have a fun show tonight. Make sure you guys plan on calling in once we start getting this thing going. 484-429-9983. I will let you know when phone lines are open. Also, do not forget, subscribe to the Sports Blizzard on iTunes and Google Play. It helps us get more visibility and also ensures that you get every new episode delivered right to your phone or computer as soon as they are posted. Boom. We have made it a point to post our shows immediately following. So as soon as we are done our show, it goes right up on our site and right up on iTunes and Google Play. So make sure you guys subscribe there.
Sounds like he knows what he's doing.
I don't know what the hell's going on, and I haven't even had anything to drink since yesterday. Let's go over our sponsors real fast. Our good friends, Muller Beverage and Miller Lite. If you're drinking beer, you are drinking Miller Lite. If you're not drinking Miller Lite, we want you to drink Yards. Just stop by the brewery today to say hi to the boys. Saw Tommy Keogh walking while I was coming back from Target. Beautiful facility over there. Make sure you take a tour over the weekend. Of course, you can also tour the beautiful Stateside Distillery right here in Fishtown. They have a great bar set up right there. If you're not drinking beer, we want to make sure you're drinking Stateside. Don't forget about Bucks County Baseball Company. Oh, my God. Valentine's Day is upcoming. Bucks County Baseball, co.com. Make sure you check that out. Our good friend JP Lutz up there. Also, you got free Green Legion koozies for the rest of the year. I just sent a box that we didn't go through for our tailgates.
Okay.
Also, our good friend Mike McVeigh over at 422 Jeep Limerick. Go in talking sports. Come out with a brand new Jeep. All of our Cavanaugh's restaurants. Cavanaugh's River Deck. Closed until the end of April when they reopened for the season. Our good friends at Cavanaugh's Head House, who provided all of the food for our Washington Redskins road trip. We thank you for that, Pat and Kenny. Also, don't forget about Cavs Rittenhouse. Our good friend Paul working the basement down there. And Diaz and I are old stomping ground at 39th and Sansom, the University City Cavanaugh's. And our good friend Brian running the show up there. Do not forget about the Delilah's Girls, the beautiful Delilah's Girls, and Stripper Palooza. Which the Sports Blizzard will be a part of. The problem, Rob? Good.
Wow. We're not even through the intros, and Rob's already offended. This is crazy.
I have my whole show to rip him for this one, because now I'm pissed, but he can keep going.
Why are you pissed?
What are you pissed about?
Take some notes.
Dear Lord, man.
There we go.
He's the biggest bitch in the room.
Yeah. Already. And don't forget about our friends in Bourbon Blue at Bourbon Blue in Manioc and the Bayou and Cactus, of course, as well, the Manioc Sport and Social Club. And all of our friends at City Fitness Philadelphia, I'm having a tough time today. Numerous locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. Do not forget as well, this Saturday, we have the Philly's Finest 2019 calendar release bar crawl, which I'm expecting every one of you fuckers to be on.
Hell yeah.
Got to be there.
Hell yeah.
The charter bus leaves from Sugar House Casino in the A lot at 12 o'clock. You will go to Bourbon Blue first, go to the Bayou next, back into the city to Cavs Rittenhouse, and the girls, every one of them, will be on the bus with you guys. We have room for about 15 other people, Diaz, so make sure you keep pumping that out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be focusing on Chicago. I will not be there, but you guys take...
So
everyone's, it's going to be great. I mean, no Quimby means it's everyone's in a good mood and everyone's having a great time.
Well that just means I got about 2 hours to fuck with you guys tonight. All right. Real simple what we're going to do this evening. Let's talk about the Flyers. Okay, they got blanked. Great. Philadelphia Flyers, It's Our Year, Volume 43, Episode 9, Chapter Closed.
Okay.
All right. Good enough?
Yep.
Philadelphia 76ers. Pops, what do you got?
All right, real quick. On the way in, I just heard a quote, and I quote, from Jimmy Butler, "I don't plan on playing this game when I'm 35. And he's currently 30 years old. Just, FYI. when you hear something like that from a player, whether it's any sport, they're about ready to hang it up. So do you really want to take that chance?
There you go. There you go.
Do you really want to take that chance of investing in a guy that's basically saying his career is over? I was shocked at the whole quote of it and saying it. And by the way, they don't really look good with them a lot as anticipated.
Anyway. Isn't 5 years a long time in any professional sports life?
Yeah, but when you say that at 30, you're on your way. He can get a Mega Max deal because he's grandfathered in because he got traded. Are you really going to spend about $200 million on a guy that's ready to leave after year four? Probably after the first half of a season that you're here.
Only got one thing to mention about that. When somebody starts talking about it now.
Retirement.
Now.
It's over for them.
The writing's on the wall.
I saw that more even so that because the max amount of years they could give him is 5 years.
Yeah.
So I assumed that I read that more of him saying, listen, I'm going to get a 5-year deal from someone.
But how can you get that out of him saying he's not playing beyond 35?
Well, because that would take him to this last deal. I know, but I know what you're saying. What I think is he can only sign for a 5-year deal, yeah. So it's not year 6, 7, 8. So what he's doing is saying this is my last deal. I'm getting if you're signing me, you're signing me for the 5-year max.
Okay, Diaz, I hear you on that, but it's different between an individual sport and this. Like if it's boxing, I'm only going to take 5 more fights.
He can only sign.
No, wait. Just like when the Rams were in St. Louis, you had Mark Bulge as quarterback. I plan on being the president. Steven Jackson, I want to get 3,000 yards of total offense.
Right.
This is what they're saying in preseason, basically saying forget the team accolades of what we're trying to do as a team. He didn't say I want to win a championship by the time I'm 35. He said I'm done at 35.
Well, I understand. What I'm saying is
you can't understand it if you're saying what I'm trying to convey to you is his mind is not on basketball anymore. Well, he didn't say I want to win a championship by the time I'm 35. He just said.
No, I understand that. What I think he's doing, though, is telling the Sixers, if you think you're signing me for less than 5 years, you're not doing it. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying he's negotiating.
Maybe it would help the whole cause if our coach would get him involved in the offense in the first fucking half.
Damn.
Yeah. Seriously, he's get like 3 attempts
TTP?
In the first half.
TTP, huh?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'd rather have him shooting than Redick.
Yeah.
I still think the coach is one of the biggest weaknesses we have right now. Not a new player.
Okay, but we're moving on.
Football. All right. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Okay, Sixers are done. Phillies, Chris, Sack, I know you're listening. We're not going to need you this week, brother. We want you to relax, enjoy some time with Jacob and Rachel.
It's his birthday today.
Is it his birthday?
Happy birthday,
yes,
brother.
I was getting there. You don't read this shit. Chris, thank you, brother. We appreciate you. Happy birthday to you. 32 is a motherfucker for an age, isn't it?
He's only 32?
I don't know. I think he's older. I was trying to give him some. Anyway, all right. The Eagles are in the playoffs. We are going to get to them.
Yes.
However, right now, we just want to let everybody know we are all football the rest of the way.
That's right. Englewood. Oh.
And we have some shit to discuss, my friends. My little minions. First of all, let's talk bowls.
All right. Not cereal.
Smoking?
Not smoking.
Shit.
That gets talked about apparently in the green room. Any bowl surprises to you guys besides what we're going to talk about in the subset below any bowl surprises on our run sheet?
Well, I was unimpressed how Ohio State didn't play all four quarters. They should have blown the doors off of Washington. And they didn't. They let him back in the game.
Aren't you a Notre Dame fan?
I am.
I'll have plenty of time to defend that later. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get to them. I didn't see.
No, they won.
Okay, that's. I mean, go ahead.
Did anyone here watch a whole lot of bowl games? Because I tuned in for maybe 4 or 5 games, and they were all boring.
With that being said, I tried to watch Washington State and Iowa State. And the issue I had with that was they had 4 ejections by halftime.
Wow.
And I turned it off.
Really?
I turned it off. It was 4 ejections. One of them was like, yeah, his ass got to go. But the other couple of 3 of them, it should not have been called. There's no way possible it should have been called.
That was a problem in the Penn State game, too. Yeah, you know, it's one thing I appreciate that.
Oh, my God, what?
They're putting the game.
That fucking that juggernaut Penn State?
Yeah. There's a fraud of a program. It's Penn State. Yeah, that coach should be fired.
Thank you.
I agree.
That coach should be fired.
You know what?
You lose to Kentucky?
go ahead. Go ahead. My bad. I was going to say the weird thing about that game was he should have put it in the quarterback's hand. And you don't have a great running game. You should. And the guy's trying to get drafted. You should have put it in his hand. He brought you back. They was down. He came back within a touchdown.
RPO. Yeah, within a touchdown.
RPO. Right. Gotta love it.
I think that Kentucky's a good team. Kentucky's been awful for a long time.
They score. They can score. Don't get us wrong.
And they got the defensive player of the year, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's a monster. That dude was a
couple of years ago. Houston the had linebacker. The defensive tackle. I thought Houston had the defensive tackle.
The defensive tackle got thrown off the sideline for wearing a sport jacket, one of the coats that only the players who were playing, and he had a little riff with the head coach. So he didn't play the whole season. He didn't play the whole season. He's still considered like one of the
– Josh Allen?
Yeah. He's a beast. That's the man amongst boys.
Wow.
He was threatening sorely the entire game.
Well, I will tell you as we segue into the luck of the Irish.
Can we talk about the best bowl game we saw?
We want to talk about the Irish.
All right, let's go.
We're on your ass.
Anything
Rex?
You can do to avoid it, huh?
Rex, this is what you do. You might as well take it now. Because this too shall pass. Take it and get it over with.
It's going to keep coming
back.
Rex, I'm with you. They're all idiots. The longer you wait.
If you're
going to rip Notre Dame for what I think you're going to rip them for, don't worry. We'll expose all of them. Let them hang themselves. Let them go.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Have you noticed that Rob has not agreed with anything we've discussed anytime he's been on the program?
He's negative.
Yeah, he is. He's in a mood.
Guess what? He's all yours next week.
I was about to say, we have to play nice because the show won't get recorded.
I don't have to play nice with his ass. You better record my show.
I'll tell you what I was surprised about because I did say that I thought Georgia should have been in there in front of Notre Dame.
Right.
And didn't ask for a response, Rex. Thank you. However, they didn't show up at all.
So then let me ask you a question. With that being said, Quimby, why?
Because I think the wind was out of their sails, to be honest with you.
They also had two losses.
They win that game, which they could and should have won.
Yes.
But at that point,
could have, would have, should have. They should have won the national championship last year.
How many times have a team just bailed out when it means nothing? Actually, thank God. I hope they went out the night before and got fucking wrecked because none of these fucking bowl games mean a goddamn thing other than the two that lead up to the national championship.
That's right.
I agree. Georgia didn't want to play in that fucking game, but Texas came like they were winning the national championship.
Okay, but with that being said, how many times do we have to take an exception for a team when it comes to this playoff series? The reason I say that is because the first team that it was done for was Ohio State.
Okay.
They didn't win the Big Ten championship and got in when Ezekiel Elliott went for 224 and then another 250.
Here's the fucking element that just drives me up a wall. All right, we are giving players shit. All right, how many? But I've changed my tune.
Okay.
I thought about it more, and I believe that I was wrong in my original assessment.
Okay.
Please note that.
I always say when I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And I always say when you're wrong, which just happens to be more than me. So.
It is a lot. You had to do that.
It is a lot, Rex. You reacted for that, though.
That was a Rex eruption.
When players are saying that they are going to sit out a bowl game because of risking injury, I originally said, you should be fucking playing. No. Mm. Who went down with a fucking snap of a knee injury.
You talking about Jay Smith?
I think so.
The middle linebacker?
Yeah.
The middle linebacker who's currently with Dallas now, but he went down in a bowl game and tore his knee up.
Because of the single point that I've made on social media last week, these bowl games don't mean dick.
I don't spend a whole lot of time with it. I mean, it's nice for alumni and boosters to be able to go somewhere warm or whatever, and a little, week. But the game means nothing.
The one games that do mean something, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and the Fiesta Bowl,
those bowls mean something. The former BCS bowls.
Some of those bowls, the Rose Bowls, those are the granddaddies of them all. Those bowls actually mean something. You can cherish the days when you play in those because you get an opportunity.
Back when it was just called the Rose Bowl. Yeah. Or the Citrus Bowl, Bowl.
Now those other bowls that we were subjected to,
Independence Bowl,
the 6-6 teams and 6-7 teams,
Pinstripes
Bowl. It was horrific. Yeah.
Do you know the only people that are watching those games?
Who, us?
Degenerate gamblers. Seriously, that is it.
And
that is
alumni.
That's why they exist.
And alumni. It's like that line from, what was that Nick Nolte basketball movie? Blue chips.
Yeah.
Hey, where he's at that press conference at the end after he won a game against Indiana. He's like, and the alumni is jerking off all over each other. But let's talk about this. Let's discuss it. All right. I concede. You know, I don't know much about college football. I definitely don't know much about basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't care to know anything about hockey. But Notre Dame. Okay, I get it. Irish Catholics out there, you got a bond on something, all right? I find the argument. Let's talk stats real quick. Then I'm going to put this sheet down. Everybody's going to have time to give their opinions. Rob obviously has an opinion. Rex obviously has an opinion. Rob does have a middle digit right now, apparently. All right. Then I'm going to try to catch every one of you in a complete lie.
Okay.
Okay.
Not you, but Notre Dame fans.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about bowl results since 1994.
The why don't big you go back, why don't you go back longer years. Than this? Then if you want to prove
25 years.
First of all,
25 years is you're pretty
on
long.
Mike's Rex is done.
Mike's on Mike's 25 years is a pretty good sample size.
Yeah.
It's not 4 years.
Let's start.
Right, shut up.
The 94 Fiesta Bowl against Colorado, they lost 41-24.
Good God, man.
The 95 Orange Bowl, they lost 31-26 to Florida State.
Great Caesar's ghost.
You need that to make that a drop right there.
The 2000 Fiesta Bowl, 41-9 against Oregon State.
Holy
lost.
Mackerel.
The 2005 Fiesta Bowl, 34-20 against Ohio State.
Rex's, what a blowout.
Rex's favorite. It's not a blowout, but they lost. It's not a blowout, but they lost. And you're back off until I tell you. The 2006 Sugar Bowl, 41-14 at the hands of LSU.
Good.
I'm going to skip over 2012 for just a second, but we're coming back to that. The 2015 Fiesta Bowl lost 44-28, again at the hands of Ohio State.
Damn!
And the 2018 Cotton Bowl, which we all just saw, the shellacking by Clemson. But let's go back.
Damn again.
Let's go back to the 2012 season.
Okay.
All right. The BCS Championship against Alabama, where they lost 42-14, but it didn't really matter, did it?
Nope.
Because all their wins from 2012 and 2013 were vacated by the NCAA because of academic violations, in which every fucking Notre Dame fan out there says, yeah, but they graduate more players than they should, or than everybody else. Okay, well, let's talk about the woman that was giving out all the fucking A's. Right? She should have been giving out hand jobs if they really wanted to make something about it. But no, that only comes if you're wearing a priest robe, right?
Oh, wow. We're going
really
multiple levels.
Going
that was
that dirty already, huh?
Woo.
Wow.
I don't know how anybody can sit there and defend. Look, they're a good team. They're a great university, but I don't want to see them in another fucking
BCS bowl.
Yeah. They're not there. I'm sorry, I just don't see it.
If you
give me any fucking numbers that matter here, you're back on.
Who should have been in there? That's what if you look at the bowl games that were played, no team deserved it more than them.
I do believe. With the last game of the season, Georgia proved they should have been there.
Not me.
I think you should have been
there. I know. They had one loss.
No, they had two.
I know. They had one loss going into that game. That's what I was saying. All right. They lost to Alabama.
They lost to Alabama, but they also lost earlier in the season.
Right.
Also.
They
got blew out.
Before that game started, they had one loss.
No. They lost to Texas. Was it Texas A&M?
So they lost three.
They lost by 20 points earlier in the season.
So their record
before
was
the
three
SEC
losses.
Championship
two losses.
Game, they had,
okay.
Right.
Two losses.
They had two losses. That's why they didn't get
That's
in.
That's why they didn't get in at number four, even though I think they deserve number four.
No, they didn't. You can't lose that bowl game.
I'm not talking by the rules. I'm talking about who played Alabama the best all year long.
On what
it was
standard?
Them.
You still took the L.
Lost?
The thing about it is you also lost by 20 points to a team that possibly wasn't even rated.
So then if it's not Georgia, who should have been in?
You can go UCF.
You're out of your mind.
Why not? They're undefeated.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, Ohio State.
No.
How many losses? No.
One loss.
But to Purdue by 29.
But if you have one team that's undefeated, that play, how many ranked teams in Notre Dame? At least four?
Actually, UCF has been undefeated for the last 2 years.
No, no. I
if you want to talk about competition, they blew. They,
and how many ranked teams did they beat?
Hold on.
How many ranked teams did they beat?
Huh?
How many good ranked teams did FSU beat?
They blew Auburn on.
Yeah, they beat Auburn
In the champ, in the playoff in the bowl game last year.
Okay, that's a bowl game. I'm talking about regular season.
You're
wins.
Still talking about 24 wins.
Okay, I don't care.
Period. You're still talking about 24
wins. If you want FSU
row.
To get better, schedule Alabama, schedule LSU, try to schedule all these teams so then you have a better. You have
okay. Whoa. With that being said, who the hell did Notre Dame play?
Thank you.
Please.
See, no, I please.
I, hold on.
Disagree
hold on.
With that.
Okay,
because
I give it to you. Like,
everyone.
All right. Everybody, chill. Pops.
Just real quick. The only thing UCF didn't do was they won't fill the seats. Let's be real. Notre Dame are going to fill the seats because the game that they just played against LSU was fucking empty. It was probably more people in this room than at that stadium. Bottom line, that's it. They're not even competing in these fucking games. You're talking about 30-3.
Yeah.
And this game was over by half.
Damn.
Over in
this
the first
game
quarter.
Was over by half. So how do you say, okay, we're going to keep putting them in this game and they getting their ass roll graded?
Yeah.
Every time they're losing by an average of 14 points.
When they brought you in here,
can you at least admit
you was crying like a pussy?
They wanted Clemson in that game, not Notre Dame, because they realized Clemson's a better team.
What do you mean? I mean, but you still have to
play. The calls weren't going Notre Dame's way, man.
Okay,
and that's pretty rare.
That's why they lost.
But if you want to look at it like that, then nobody wants. Let's be real. Nobody wants Alabama in there. My bottom line is beat them. The bottom line, nobody. No, a lot of people are tired of seeing Alabama. Period.
Well,
but
we can all agree with that.
You said who did Notre Dame beat when they beat Michigan? Michigan was top four in the country. They went to Stanford and beat Stanford when they were ranked. They beat Virginia Tech when they were ranked. They beat all these teams that were. When you go to USC, even though USC is not ranked, that's still on your schedule every year, and you still got to beat them. FSU is not playing USC. FSU is not playing Stanford.
University
They're not
Central
playing
Florida.
Michigan or University of Central Florida. I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear about the conference. Argument with Notre Dame. I don't want to hear about who do they play, all this other stuff, until all those other 1A teams stop playing 1AA teams.
So they stop playing those Chauncey A&Is.
I understand what you're saying, but the question presented to me was who did UCF play? And all I said was they won 24 games in a row
straight.
And they beat Auburn. They
badly.
Not, they blew them out.
Out the water.
Who has Notre Dame convincingly beat in the last year to justify that?
If you won 24 games right playing Sisters of Poor, I don't care who the fuck you beat.
They beat Auburn.
In a bowl game. Regular season.
Okay,
is
beat Auburn, okay, so with that being said, compared to Auburn, who has Notre Dame beat in the last year?
I just gave you big wins.
They beat Syracuse. Syracuse was ranked number 12.
No. Michigan.
Syracuse was ranked number 12 when they beat them,
when they
right?
beat Michigan, they were in the top four, weren't they?
Okay.
Does it – hold on a second. Let's be rational about this because we can all agree – that the BCS system still
has
a lot to be desired.
Okay, so
what is the change that needs to be made? All right, it's not about what the team was ranked when you fucking beat them. It's what they wound up being ranked at the end of the season. Because ultimately, that's how good that team was the whole year.
Yeah.
So Michigan, first of all, I can tell you a lot of people are tired of fucking Harbaugh.
Oh,
right
God.
Now. Oh, yeah. He's getting linked to a lot of NFL jobs.
He's about to get lynched. He's going to take that. If he has any fucking sense and sensibility, he's taking that Jets job right now.
Yeah. Or Cleveland.
No, he's not going
to. Cleveland's the hot job.
He's not going to go to another. He's not. When he went to San Francisco, that was not a bad predicament. That San Francisco defense was in the top 10 or top 5 over the 4 or 5 years before he even got there. He's not going to a bad situation.
Well, Cleveland's a good situation.
Anyway, let's get back to it.
Cleveland's good.
Who should have been in? Go ahead, Rob. You.
Real quick, you know UCF beat one ranked team this year?
Okay.
So
who's that?
That was Cincinnati.
Okay.
These other teams, UConn, South Carolina, who sucks this year.
Did they win?
North Carolina, Florida Atlantic.
Did they win?
They won, but they're playing shit teams.
Okay, but hold on a second, because I've heard this argument multiple times. You said Notre Dame was undefeated. Notre Dame was undefeated. They deserve to be in.
That's how they're supposed to consider it, though.
Okay. All right. But then the argument doesn't hold the same amount of water for UCF?
No. And here's why.
Why
it's
not?
It's the teams that you beat.
Right.
They
Are you fucking kidding
yes,
me, dude?
Yes, it does
they have
matter.
A harder strength of schedule.
You have to have
here.
Look at the NCAA tournament. They go on harder strength of schedule.
Tournament.
Well, yeah, I mean that is how they score it.
It is some
you know.
Bullshit.
I'm
but
not
that's how
you,
it's
I'm
that's
not
how
you it's
done.
Wrong. Hey,
This is okay.
One at a time.
Okay, this is why I felt like UCF should have been in that bowl game. Last year they tried to make a point to do what you think about by making them play Auburn, SEC team, which is a formidable team, and they beat the brakes off of them. So by going undefeated this year, the kids don't make up their schedule. It's kind of like when you see Alabama and all those other big schools. They playing fucking Jacksonville State and Chauncey A&I. To build up, and they are juggernauts and they are good squads. I was like, but the kids don't make up their schedule, so to penalize them because you feel like your team played a better schedule.
We always used to have a tune up game, play some slack Division II team like Appalachian State.
Yeah,
but Hollis, it's
Boom
not a matter.
But
that's the way that's the way it works. I mean, you could disagree with it, but the system is set up where if you're playing, the New Jersey Nets every night, mm-hmm. and the other team is playing and go undefeated, mm-hmm. and the other team is playing against Golden State every night, mm-hmm. Or every other night, and
that's not a good analogy because
it gets weight. Well, it gets weight. If you're undefeated, you take two undefeated teams. How do we separate them? We separate them based off the strength of schedule.
Not really. You know how you separate two undefeated teams? You make them play each other and see who's got
it. Well, that's the system.
I think, exactly. I think that's why the conference. I think that's why the conference setup is nonsense because the SEC had to do that because they have too many good teams.
They have a lot of good teams.
But they had to schedule the 1AA's and everybody else. And
not really, because you don't have to schedule 1AA's.
No, you don't.
They do that to get the wins.
No, they don't do that.
It's like preseason. Yeah. They schedule
tune-ups. Basically, this is what happens.
It's a win.
They basically give a small school a lot of money to come in there and get their motherfucking heads to all.
Right. The coach steps in front,
go out there and just have fun. We're completely outmatched. Okay. Go out there and have fun.
The only real solution is strength of schedule, which would be something that is predicted by statistics. And guess what? The BCS is never going to let that happen because it doesn't allow for them to allow teams like Notre Dame in every year and Alabama in every year, because that allows the human factor to decide how many fucking viewerships they're going to sell, how many commercials they're going to sell. They're never going to figure it out because it's too much money involved. It's NCAA. They're a bunch of scumbags.
Okay, real quick.
Well, we can all agree on that, which is why Notre Dame was in there.
Yeah. So I'm saying you're never gonna get that argument that's why they get in a lot, okay, because they're Notre Dame.
Here's the thing. First, to the point that you were making in regards to when the team played the team that was ranked, Florida State was ranked number 3 when Alabama played them last season.
Okay.
At the beginning of – that was the first game of the season.
Okay.
They fell out of the top 25.
Yeah, they lost their starting quarterback.
It's not. It's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts.
Uh-oh.
But it's the truth.
But that's right.
I'm not in the thing of going back and forth about who should be in there. I agree. I agree that every undefeated team should have their shot. But here's the thing right now. If you take UCF and say, do we want to put them on our schedule in the regular season? Most of the big-name schools don't want to play them.
That's
Why?
Right.
Because they're going to get embarrassed. Yeah. If they lose or the game is close, there is a certain level of embarrassment a lot of teams don't want to face. UCF is not the first one. And we had quite a few teams that were like that.
And UCF, in the bowl game, they just had their starting quarterback was down. They were with a true freshman.
Well, I mean, it's just that's how the system works. It's, being that we went to Drexel, trying to get into the NCAA tournament's hard because no one will schedule them, because there's nothing for them to gain. Because if Drexel
beats, bleachers, not seats.
Yeah, if Drexel wins, then they look stupid. And if Drexel loses, it doesn't help them with their own seating and stuff like that.
I would have liked to see UCF play Ohio State. I thought that would have been a great game.
That would have been a pretty decent game.
But like you said, if they gave up on them, they would have lost because they didn't look too good against Northwestern.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing with that Notre Dame lost. They lost on their own merit, right? I'm not arguing that.
Right.
Here's the difference in why Notre Dame can't compete with Alabama and Clemson and maybe four or five other schools in the country. And I said this before the show started.
Right.
Where Alabama and Clemson, most of their guys on their team are five-star recruits, right? Mm-hmm. Notre Dame might have a handful of five-star recruits. They're all four-star recruits. Here's the main reason. To play football, and I'm not saying once you're in. I'm saying to get in. To get into Notre Dame, the academic standard is a lot harder to get in, whereas Alabama or Clemson, you can have a 2-0, which is the minimum for the clearinghouse, and probably have a 750 minimum on your SATs, and they'll just take you. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame, if you're a 5 player and you're a 2-0, they're probably not going to take you. And I don't think that's that's fair, but that's what Notre Dame does with academics, and that's the difference. You can be a complete idiot, but if you're a star player at Alabama, you're going to get in because they have lower academic standards, and that's the big difference.
Okay. Which is why they're not as good.
So you're going to go to smarts, huh?
But the thing is, does it make yeah, please chime in on. I mean, like I was trying to explain to you, at that some point in time, it doesn't make a difference how many five-star recruits you got, because you have some guys going to some of the just big name based off, like you said, based off name, like Florida State gets a lot of five-star recruits. How they put them in position to actually play and win those games is something totally different.
Yeah, because it's actually all that has to do with coaching also, because sometimes the five-star recruits get to the college level and don't realize there's other five-star recruits there.
Right, and they don't want to work as hard. Yeah,
and then the other five-star recruits are working harder than they are, and are a little bit better than they are, so they kind of fall by the wayside.
I just like watching Notre Dame lose.
I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy it.
It's like watching Dallas lose.
I'm not one of those.
There's too many haters.
I just want to see a good game.
Did you go there?
There's too many bandwagon fans.
Yeah.
What am I gonna see bandwagon fans?
You know what? No. The rationale why we like watching Notre Dame lose is the same fucking rationale why we like watching the Cowboys lose.
Don't compare.
Because there's too many fucking fans all over the country that have no reason to root for them. Other than they're popular.
But, all right, so for people that grew up in New Jersey, there was no major program to get behind. And I didn't go to a school where I could get behind.
So you find one close.
What am I going to adopt, Penn State?
I'm sorry.
Somebody.
I did. I did.
I didn't.
I can't stand Penn State alumni, but I still root for that fucking
Rutgers
team.
Rutgers was a fucking doormat.
Penn State's like Dallas.
I get behind.
But you're picking Notre Dame.
So you're going to pick the team.
It's like picking Dallas. Or the
God
Lakers.
Roots
not.
For. Yes,
if you're fucking Irish Catholic, it's not fucking.
That's the team we're going to
pick. Irish. Yes, it's not. It's not like fucking like picking Dallas.
Wait, hold on. What was that?
We're going to pick the team that God roots for. Notre Dame is Our Lady. It's Jesus' mother.
Oh, dear Lord.
Everybody, do we have any predictions for Alabama-Clemson? Is there any possibility of an upset?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's a possibility.
By at the hands of Sunshine!
The quarterback, yeah.
Alabama played sloppy, man. They were not disciplined, I don't think.
What's that line?
I don't think they played like a saving team. One of them played.
Yeah. Well, you have to realize it. Wasn't the last game against Oklahoma?
Yeah. They weren't up for that game. I hope they don't think we just have to show up.
45
points a game. Yeah, so that was good for them to hold them up.
Do you realize they've beat everyone this year by 20?
Alabama's only a 5.5-point favorite.
It's about right.
I don't think Clemson's going to win, but I don't think it's going to be an embarrassment. I think Clemson's going to hang with them big time.
Yeah, 5.5 points is less than a score.
Come down to the end. I think it's going to be. But I do crack up when people go, oh, I can't believe Clemson and Alabama in the national championship game. They're the two best teams.
There's no question those are the two teams that should be playing in the game.
I still think UCF should have got a chance to throw their hat up there.
Just because they've been
undefeated for 2 years, and then the last couple of games stretch where they won with a true freshman quarterback, that was a testament to itself actually, in the whole team coming together, and still they're still on a 26 game streak of scoring 30 plus points.
Did you say the line? What's the line now?
Five and a half.
So it went up. It's opened at 6.5. So it went down a point.
Something must have happened.
All of you for hating Notre Dame.
VegasInsider.com is good for lines and line changes. Well, I didn't hear what you said.
You all right over there, Rex?
That was pretty harsh. Yeah. That was a Rex.
I'm saving all my negativity for my show next hour.
Oh, wow.
You guys, let's take a quick one-song break. Everybody, we'll be back on the Sports Blizzard right after this.
All right.
We're back. Episode 9 of the Sports Blizzard. Apparently Wednesday night is all right for fighting too, because Green Room was still screaming, hollering.
Like green men, like little green men, like little Irishmen. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess.
Like yeah, little leprechauns. Perfect.
Did you notice that Rex is all greened out today, Jim?
Yeah, he is. He's all greened out. He's so frustrated.
Oh my God! Stand up against the wall so I don't have to look at you for a little while.
I hope this couch
Eagles
is wrapped,
motherfucker.
I hope this couch is wrapped in plastic. There's some dirty diapers over here.
Attaboy, everybody! This segment of the Sports Blizzard is the dirty diaper segment of the Sports Blizzard is brought to you by Miller Lite and Yards Brewery. Again, if you're drinking beer, we want you guys to drink Miller Lite or Yards, and of course our friends over at Stateside Vodka. Everybody, we just covered any surprises from the bowl series and all the games that took place in college. What about week 17 in the NFL? Any surprises for anybody there?
Yeah. The Vikings went losing. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Neither did I.
I was like, there's no shot. There's no
shot. Kirk Cousins sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Kirk Cousins sucks.
There, we agree on something, Hollis.
But no, he don't suck. Kirk Cousins don't suck.
Let's see who did agree.
Can I give you a surprise that you guys didn't see coming?
The Detroit.
Detroit beating the Packers in Green Bay.
That's more than anything else.
Okay, hold on a second, everybody. We need a participation ribbon for Rex. Because all he wants to talk about.
The hate's not over. The hate's not over.
All he wants to talk about is the fact that he called that fucking Detroit game.
Good for you, Rex.
That
stand
meaningless
on your own
NFC
feet.
North game.
Stand
yeah.
on your own 2 feet.
Who won the calls last week? Who won the predictions?
Huh?
Who won the predictions?
Well, we can talk about that, but first, I got to turn off EJ. Damn it, I was all ready to fuck with you, and I couldn't.
Okay, now let's try to get an answer from someone who's not a complete retard.
Well done. That was well timed.
All right, guys. Let's see.
We going to predictions of last week, week 17?
Well, you want results from last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, give us
results. All right. If we're doing week 17 review, let's see what we thought.
Pulling up the rear at 8-8. Sorry, big dog.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I saw some things go wrong, went awry. Right.
Damn. I was really upset about the Browns losing.
Really?
You thought
they were going to win?
Yeah.
And, of course, our friend Tara, who was in studio last week, she went 9-7, better than Hollis.
So. Oh yeah, she played football,
Wait,
is that a shot?
Were you?
What?
He thought you were taking a shot at him.
Wait, what the hell?
It was absolutely a shot.
And were you trying to protect her last week too? Are you fucking kidding me?
Uh oh, here comes Rob.
Taking my notes for next week.
Coming in fourth place, Pops at 10-6.
All right.
Coming in third place. At 11-5, our favorite Puerto Rican, Mr. Diaz.
Oh, I thought isn't Tree Puerto Rican?
Half.
Oh, all right. I thought I was. You normally say I'm Mexican or something like that.
Well, know? I was trying to give you an upgrade today.
Okay.
Are you Puerto Rican?
Colombian.
You Colombian?
Yeah, my dad's Colombian. So I'm just the whitest Hispanic dude you've ever
oh
seen.
Oh my God!
the white guy explains the awkward build. I'm just
in second place. And first place, you and I, 12-4.
Boom.
Yeah.
I was only one off. That's fine.
So you owe him $20, and I owe him $20, and I covered you two knuckleheads, and I won anyway. So
all right.
There we go. So, yeah, apparently Rex and I still run king in this room, even though I don't know anything about football, Diaz.
No, just sports in general, and most of life. But, yeah, you can gamble pretty well. Yeah, Rob agrees.
How
would you like to suck my balls?
So what'd you say?
What's that?
What'd you say?
Yeah, a lot of that. I think a lot of those games was kind of caught me by surprise. Like with the Saints, Kamara sat.
Oh yeah. Well, they didn't have anything to play.
Yeah.
True.
But neither did
the Cowboys.
We probably all should have realized that New Orleans should be playing their fourth and fifth.
I mean, they said that Teddy Bridgewater was going to play, but I also thought that everybody else would.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
And they didn't play, yeah. It was just one of the ones that they just.
Well, they're going to posture all the way up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But, and the Bears, I can't believe they kept playing. Same thing with Dallas. I'm like, why is Brady and Gronk out there still?
You know what?
I told you about them. They're a young team.
But hold on a second. Okay. All right, we're gonna cover that after our next break. I do wanna break that down big time.
Okay.
Because it is extremely interesting that the Bears continued to full throttle.
It wasn't
the Vikings.
It wasn't though.
I'll
let you know. But
it was interesting.
No, it really.
It was interesting to every Eagles fan. You dickhead.
Oh, okay. I'll let you know why it should have been interesting to you. It should have been good things. Mazel. I'll be here.
Okay.
All
right. Well. Okay. Good. Well. Good. Okay. We're gonna get to that. But let's talk a little predictions for the rest of the league.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Because we can also. I don't think it makes sense to call four games. I'm sorry. Contest is over.
Oh, yeah.
Rex and I win.
Unless we go straight against the spread.
Ooh. We could talk about that at the end. We could.
Yeah,
I could
had to tell that to a degenerate gambler.
I know. he just peaked his
interest. I'm not going there.
Hold on a second. He just reeled me in, baby.
He peaked his interest.
Colts and Texans. Reich versus Watson. That's all it seems like right now. All right. That's the storyline.
Yeah.
It's not the Colts. It's not Andrew Luck.
Luck, no.
It's Frank Reich
versus Watson.
Versus Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Right. That seems to be the storyline. What do you guys think?
They split during the season. So
It's in Houston. But each one of them won on
their own turf.
No, they didn't.
They won on each other's turf?
Yes.
I don't see that as an advantage being in Houston.
Mm. Well, there are also teams that are going in opposite directions. You know what I mean? Houston was winning.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, they weren't very impressive. Mm-hmm. While Indianapolis started 1-5,
right,
and then just started rolling and getting better, and their offensive line got better.
Is that a stat? They're one of the only teams, if not the only one, that ever started off 1-5 and made the playoffs.
Well, it's like three other teams that
two or three.
But also right, while you mentioned that, Houston won nine in a row.
Yeah.
They actually started off 0-3.
0-3.
They're the first team to win nine in a row.
0-3
start. 0-3
start. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lot of.
It's one of those things where they play in the same division. So it's going to be one of those catch 22 games.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we'll get to it later, but it's kind of something else you didn't want to do.
Is it me, or is that division just
fucking
boring?
It is awesomely boring.
Every time I hear about that
AFC South,
I just go, I literally have to rethink every time to remind myself that the Jags are fucking in that division.
Well, you got to remember, for a long time when Peyton Manning was with Indianapolis, they won it every year.
Well, yeah. Well, that was when, you know, you could talk about it. Now it's, you know, the Titans, the Texans, the Colts, and the Jaguars. And I go, wow, those are four teams that even Rex could be okay with not rooting for.
Well, you know,
because we got the same record on predictions last week.
Because he wanted all the money to.
We can flip a coin, bitch. Let's go.
You know, the weird thing about the Titans was a lot of people was picking them when they started quarterback went down, and then Blaine Gabbert was starting. I was like, Blaine Gabbert sucks.
Well, Blaine Gabbert's the reason why DJ Swearinger got cut.
That's true. He carved up Washington.
Well,
yeah.
Why are we not blitzing? Why are we playing man-to-man and not blitzing and fucking Blaine Gabbert? Who the fuck is Blaine Gabbert?
Blaine Gabbert sucks.
Yeah. It's a fucking statue.
I know. He's horrible. But they be trying. You know what the funny thing is like you hear the commentators like, well, he's got this. He's got one of the quickest releases. I was like, yeah, it's cool when you have a quick release, but when you quick release to the other team?
the quickest way to an INT.
I know, shit.
Here's an interesting one. Do we want to take everybody's? Let's take everybody's take on this one, just for shits and giggles.
All right.
Hollis Pops Diaz. All right, guys. Mm-hmm. So let's hear it.
What's the line?
No, we're gonna go. No. We're gonna go straight up.
I'm going Colts.
Going Colts.
Yeah, Pops. I think they're playing well.
Give me Houston.
Houston.
Yeah.
Hollis.
I got to go Houston.
Rex.
Colts are trending up, man. Colts.
Colts. Rob.
Houston.
Houston. I'm going Colts.
Split room.
I don't know, man. You know what? Every time – and think about this. For as many seasons as you can remember, every time it seemed like Houston had a chance, they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, no, a couple of times when they got byes or whatever the case may be, they got lucky and ran into Cincinnati and won their first game.
Well,
is there anything? I mean, does Deshaun Watson scare you at this point?
Yes,
he does. He's the difference.
He's an X factor.
Okay, Brian Hoyer, mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson.
I mean, with Deshaun, I would say if Houston wins, I could see it's because Deshaun Watson makes two or three, you know, crazy plays for some touchdowns.
And they have the best wide receiver in the league.
That's true.
Is he completely healthy now?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't,
yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
I don't know if you watched him against us.
Yeah, no drops.
Pure poetry.
On the 115 catches, he has no drops. And the 70% completion rate when they throw to him. That's pretty good. And then Lamar Miller, that was a question. Lamar Miller was
back. Lamar Miller's having a hell of a season.
Yeah, he's back now.
He didn't play for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But he actually played against Jacksonville.
All right. Well, let's move on because the next one is a really interesting game.
Right. Oh, yeah. Memories.
And, oh, my God, do I need to pull up some more Barry Manilow?
Sure. I was thinking more like, memories. What was that, 11 years ago? 11 years God. Ago? Tony Romo fumbled the snap in Seattle.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You know what the weird thing was is the Tuna retired off of that game.
Who did?
The Tuna, Bill Parcells. I interviewed Bill Parcells.
Oh, really?
And he said, you know, he's like, what made you retire the second time?
Retired.
Yeah, finally. He's like, after that Seattle game, I felt like I had poured all I had into the sport.
Broke Parcells.
But he didn't retire after that, though.
They did.
No,
they
he didn't.
He went into like TV.
No, he did.
He went to TV.
T.O. came there after that because if you remember, Larry Allen only got traded to the 49ers because he let him sign T.O. Gave him $1 million extension. But Parcells
went up to really, a management, but he didn't coach anymore.
Encyclopedia memory right there.
Wow.
He didn't coach.
I'm a little scared right now.
Larry Allen, best guard maybe ever.
Yes, but he didn't like Larry Allen.
Will Shields. I like Larry Allen. I had my way with him a bunch of times. But, between Will Shields, I don't know if you remember the center.
Hold on, Hollis. You got to describe that a little bit more. That a whole different way.
Especially if they're tuning in to this show with Quimby on.
If it's 2 hours later, it's an entirely different meaning.
Awkward. Well, basically, he was it was like apparently I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to be doing them the way I was doing them in the games. So
he's being modest.
Wow.
And that's even worse.
But no, well, the coach said I didn't know any better because I didn't know I was.
You didn't know you're supposed to be afraid of him is what you're saying.
Basically, I didn't know I was supposed to be afraid of him. I wasn't supposed to be making the plays that I was making on him. So it's like one game. Okay, one game in particular, he got the best of me on one play. But after that, I had 10 straight tackles solo.
Oh,
end
nice.
End up with 12 tackles.
Nice.
End up winning, 20-17 Eagles.
Wow. 12 solo tackles?
Did he get that high,
in
though?
The middle?
Did he get that high, though? Because I remember that game. That was a game where they actually showed a clip of that.
Was
it Sunday night or Monday night game? Mm-hmm. And the score was like 3-0 or 6-0 at half. And they showed him getting drove in the end zone by him.
Yeah, that was
that's awesome.
They shut them out.
Yeah, because it was like we call this one defense. It was even front. It's like, but I felt like I was too close to him, and so I looked in at the ball, and they said hike, and then, as soon as they said hike, he was in my motherfucking lap.
Yeah.
He was all his. I was like, motherfucker, I got something for your ass.
Well, can we all agree that Seattle is arguably the hottest team?
Yeah, they are.
I think the Ravens are the hottest team right
between
now.
Between the Ravens?
I'm sorry, NFC.
NFC.
Unless it's the Birds.
It's Eagles.
Eagles
because
right
you
now.
Have to realize.
Well, hold on a second. Slow down before you tell me I have to realize and those eyes light up so people can actually see you in the dark. All right.
That's the point.
Crazy son of a bitch. We've won 4 out of our last 5. Okay. Seattle's won 6-7 in a row?
No.
They lost to the
49ers. They lost to the 49ers.
Sorry. 6 out of 7? 6 out of 7.
Yeah.
All right.
And they barely beat Arizona this past weekend.
Oh, they didn't have anything to play for.
Oh, the fifth seed?
No, they didn't. That was already locked in.
They were locked in.
They won the NFC West.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was locked in.
Yeah, they were locked in.
They didn't have anything to play for.
They didn't have anything to play for.
Okay.
The 6 was the only one that's.
Well, okay. So debatable, but I mean.
Okay, we'll look at it like this. They still played their starters the whole game. And they won by 3. To a team that's 3-13.
I mean, it's debatable. It's either Seattle or Philly.
Who's that? It's a division game, though. Those division games.
All right. Well, let's assume that the cheese ball from USC said, "Hey, don't do anything that's going to fucking snap your leg."
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
But what do we think? I'm going first, man. I'm Seattle all the way. I think Dallas is still a fraud. I like the Amari Cooper pick. Mm-hmm. That was for them.
Best trade of the year.
All right, but I still don't buy it. I still don't buy it. I don't buy them as a team. I don't buy them as a contender. I don't buy them as a threat.
Yeah, I got Seattle too.
No, I got Seattle. Rob.
Seattle.
Rex.
Seattle's hot. I think Dallas is arrogant. I'm going Seattle.
Pops.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Ooh. Diaz.
I'm with Pops. I don't want to. I'll be happy to lose this one. I think Dallas wins
at home.
The thing
is you're getting the same thing from both of them. Both of them play great defense and got a good run game. Yeah. Seattle leads the league in it, and Dallas has the leading rusher.
Yeah. We do. There is one element, and I don't want anybody changing it. I'm not changing mine. It is Jerry's world. Yes, Seattle might not get a fucking call the entire game.
It's possible. Yeah.
I'm still not changing mine. Not only that, Seattle doesn't play well away from home. Like I said, they just lost to San Francisco. Not only that, Dallas might have lost one game at home this year.
And do we know if Vander Esch, is his knee fine?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. At this point in time.
But he might be out.
But what I'm getting at is like the whole emotional.
If Vander Esch is out, that's a different story.
No. I'm not. I shouldn't have said that.
You still got to realize they still have Jalen Smith, which is arguably he got snubbed, of course, for the Pro Bowl, but he's their best, one of their better defensive players.
AFC.
All right.
Which one?
AFC. Back to the AFC. Chargers at Ravens.
Hmm.
And Pops is right. Arguably, the Ravens are the hottest team in the league right now, and that's almost something you can't debate.
Right.
I honestly think the Ravens. I think they have a real legit shot here. I mean, that defense is fucking phenomenal.
They're fucking great, dude.
Awesome.
And when you can stop or hold Phillip Rivers, how many points was that game? 10?
10 points.
10 points.
All right. Not that home field really matters for them, but you know, Phillip Rivers has been on a fucking tear this year.
Not really, not to me.
Yeah, he has been.
Yeah, he's done well.
All right, Pops, we get it. He's dead to you, but
it's not that. It's not.
I think the Ravens have the type of defense that can give you or can offer you a long run in the playoffs, if not make it to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't want to face the Ravens defense right now in any way, shape, or form. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. All right. What else? What do you guys think? I'm not talking about
Chargers
prediction
go
yet.
Home early again.
Yeah, I think Ravens. I heard something interesting today about how the Chargers defense is great, but they're built for like the modern NFL team. You know, they have pass rushers and cornerbacks.
Right.
And does that matter against Baltimore? They're going to run the ball, they're going to use Lamar Jackson and some, you know, Swiss Army knife kind of plays and shit like that.
He's the X Factor, man.
Yeah, well, and so this great defense, if Lamar Jackson's not passing the ball,
he is going to pass the ball, though. The weird thing
not as much as like a Pat Mahomes would, though, or Deshaun Watson.
He's going to pass enough to win.
Yeah, that's right. I want the Chargers to win. I think Rivers has been having a good year, but especially they just lost to him on the road. You know, now they're playing him at home, you know. Chargers. Well, if it's a crappy day, a lot of times you've seen those warm weather teams. If it's crappy in Baltimore, you know, not performing as well. I want the Chargers to win. I just think the Ravens are gonna.
I do want the Chargers to win as well. I don't like the guy running the show down in Baltimore.
Well, I think for me, it's not that whether or not Rivers is having a good year. He has a good year every year. My thing with Rivers is, you know, they'll go down by 35 points, and then next thing you know. With them trying to come back, he has 500 yards passing.
Right, right.
You know,
it's true.
Well,
it's
you're not going to say an 11-5 record is going to 12-4. 12-4.
11-5.
That's 11-5.
Was it 11-5?
I believe so.
I thought it was 11-4, but they
tied
4.
Yeah, they tied Kansas City. It's just Kansas City has the better divisional. They went 1-1 against them. Yeah. So
the problem was that I think San Diego, I mean the Chargers, LA Chargers lost to Denver.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
I don't think you could put up a 12-4 record and be playing from behind the entire time.
Well, they that was a stat. He goes down like two scores in the first quarter. Like,
all right, good. Then they should be airing the fucking ball out from the beginning.
That's
from the get go. We can play with stats all day. I mean, because if you look at it, he has 50,000 yards passing. It's the first time they've been in the playoffs since 2013.
Yeah,
that's 6 years.
I think I went in deep a little more in depth on this because I fucking hate Eli, and I hate the Eli Rivers talk because I think Rivers is just infinitely better.
Who got the two Super Bowls?
We can go.
Not because of him. Come on,
not because of him.
It went because of him?
No.
Who had the poise to take him down the score? Poise to take him down the score.
Hold up for a second. I'd be more than happy to talk about
poise
that.
To go down the score.
Yeah, but Rivers has more touchdowns, infinitely less More touchdowns, infinitely less interceptions in like 30 less games
and
than
he
Eli.
Has how many less titles?
No, I understand that. Come I just on, think no I understand better. That's a plus for Eli. I'm not discounting that.
Hey,
I'm just saying
Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl. So that means is Eli better than Dan Marino?
Hell no. No, that's not
okay.
what he's saying.
That's,
okay,
what,
well,
was, that's
okay.
what I'm saying. They were the same.
So what I'm, but okay. what I'm saying is I think what happens a lot of time with
and
the Phillip Chargers
Rivers
and
ain't
Phillip
no
Rivers
Dan Marino.
Is what he was saying. You know, the Spanos family, they're cheapskates. They don't want to pay anybody. I don't think they know how to run the organization as well as New York is ran as far as Eli. I think with Rivers, he's puts up numbers despite the situation that he's put
okay,
in.
Well, okay, with that being excuses. Said, do you remember who was there before Phillip Rivers got there? LaDainian Tomlinson.
And
well,
Drew Brees,
and
yeah.
it was a primary, but it was a primarily a run-heavy team or mm-hmm. run-based team. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a couple of numbers. And then there's three quarterbacks mm-hmm. from this season. I'm going to give you the numbers, and then either you can try to guess who they are.
Right, okay.
Or I'll just – we'll go from there. Okay, the first one, A – has 4,924 yards passing, 35 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. The second one has 4,300 yards pass, 4,355 passing, 29 touchdowns, and 11 picks. And the third one has 4,298 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 10 picks.
I don't know. You tell me who.
Okay. They're all from this season, these
teams? Yes. Two of them are Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins. The one with the lowest amount, the one with the most interceptions and the lowest amount of touchdown passes is Tom Brady. So yeah. at the end of the day, a lot of that stuff doesn't matter.
Are we talking about this season?
Yes, these are numbers. These numbers.
I'm just saying. Philip Rivers is insanely better than Eli Manning. But Eli Manning has two titles, okay, so you give him credit for that.
Hold on.
This is like when everybody always talks about that insanely better. You have to look at the decision making because you have to go to the quarterback. Nobody's going into the quarterback's arm and making him throw fucking picks.
There's a lot of variables: play call, offensive line, quality of team.
But he's had teams that have went like 12-4, 13-3, and they did nothing in the playoffs. So,
right, absolutely.
So he's like, will you say that infinitely better? He's like, apparently not, because during the needs of in crunch time, when it's nut cutting time, apparently he didn't show up.
Yeah, just because he just kind of like
I hear
it. It's like just because he threw a lot of passes doesn't make him better.
No,
Ben Roethlisberger led the league with 51 passing.
Are we
he's
talking
not in the playoffs?
Well, if we want to talk into this a little bit more, Rivers completion percentage, yards per game, touchdowns, lower interceptions, touchdown interceptions, wins losses infinitely better than Eli Manning.
Okay,
Manning is a 500 quarterback. He's 116 and 113 in his career.
So then let me ask you a question: with the known track record of Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. And Doug Peterson, right now, who are you choosing?
What are we talking?
Are we talking about teams? Or are we talking about?
We're talking about
coaches. Who do I want as a quarterback?
Who do you want as a coach? Knowing the history of what they've both already done, just like you just did with that,
right?
Or you gonna go Andy Reid? Or are you gonna go Doug Peterson?
Well, right now I'm going Doug Peterson.
No, but why is it right now?
Duh.
Why is it right now?
Well, hold up for a second. What I'm saying, listen, if we want to have this conversation like this,
we're waiting.
This is what we're saying here. I get you're trying to compare Andy Reid, right, to Philip Rivers, and you're trying to have Peterson with Eli because he won a title. What I'm saying is this. I'm saying that Eli Manning, yes, the positive points to pick him are those 2 years. If you take those 2 years out, he is terrible.
Why the fuck you take 2 years out?
Hold up. Let me finish. Let me finish.
It fucking happened.
Let me finish.
No, because you...
Long story short.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
What I'm saying is this.
Why do you keep saying long story short, Stan?
I'm not saying that.
You're not making it any shorter.
But when I give my point, you're not letting me finish.
I'm going to let you finish, but you can't take those 2 years out. Those 2 years fucking happened.
Oh, wait. Let him finish.
Let me finish. What I'm saying is, keeping those 2 years.
All right, both of you shut up for a second.
Keeping those 2 years, okay, of Eli Manning when he won a title, all right? The first year, he was mediocre. He was ranked like 18th best quarterback. He got hot in the postseason. Give him credit for that. That's great. Good for you. He's a mediocre quarterback. He has mediocre stats. He's never finished higher than 12th in the league in quarterback rating. He's never finished better than 12th. That's his best rating. He's average. Phillip Rivers is perpetually a top 10 rated quarterback. He has more yards. He has more touchdowns. He has more wins in less games. Eli Manning goes 8-8, 7-9. The 1 year, I give him credit for 2011. Great year. They were like 12-4. They won the title. But he's But he's average. Eli Manning is average.
You know what's that?
He's an average quarterback with two quarterback with two Super Bowl rings.
Make a long story short, but you know, to make a long story short.
So anyway, long story short.
Why do people say long story short?
And Philip Rivers has been a top 10 quarterback without two titles.
So he's so Philip Rivers is Mr. Regular Season.
I get it. Now if with
I don't with like Eli, I don't
and
I don't,
this
I don't
conversation get, is making this regular season boring.
Yes.
Well, like my question, when the dust settles, what's your ultimate goal? What are you playing for?
I'm just saying.
No. What are you playing for?
Shoot my load on that trophy.
You can leave it at
that. Shoot my load on that trophy.
Brad Johnson is better than Philip Rivers. He won a title. I guess
No, that's not what I'm saying. What is the ultimate goal?
Who's better than Philip Rivers?
Brad Johnson.
Apparently he is.
Because he won a title. And same with Dilfer and Nick Foles.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the ultimate goal is to win the championship. Yeah. Right. He's had opportunities when they've gotten the playoffs to actually win games. And I think he might have won one playoff game in his career.
No, he has not. That's not true.
Okay, and then also you said
he's won four.
And then you also talked about where they finished. Did you know Joe Flacco finished 26th in quarterback rating the year they beat the 49ers?
Yeah, he got hot in the playoffs. He's not that good of a quarterback.
But guess who
You're proving my point.
Guess who he was ahead of?
Who?
Michael Vick when the Eagles.
Colin Kaepernick.
Michael Vick when he was 4-12.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know what point you're trying to say.
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is you can put up all those stats. What I said from the beginning, Philip Rivers does the same thing every year. They'll fall behind by a lot of points, and he'll stuff the stat sheet when it doesn't matter. When it doesn't matter.
I understand that. Now,
you can't understand it if your basis of your argument is that when it comes down to the numbers, which you've been stating. And it comes down to the numbers, not wins and losses, for whatever fucking reason. It's pointless.
I do have wins and losses. He's won more games than Eli Manning in 20 less games.
When I do this, everybody stops. Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm bored by this shit. Let's go check out the future strip club situation.
Thank you.
That sounds like a better story than that.
I thought we were covering the Chargers.
Yeah, but well,
we are covering the Chargers and a whole lot more.
And you guys over-covered the Chargers.
He over-covered the Chargers because apparently he's sucking off Philip Rivers.
Chargers or Ravens?
I go with Chargers.
Chargers. Rex.
Ravens.
Rob.
San Diego Superchargers.
LA.
DS.
Ravens, unfortunately.
Hollis.
Okay. Ravens.
I'm going with the Ravens as well. If you guys look on our run sheet, apparently we're going to take a break right now, but that's not the case because we've got a few more minutes.
G-Unit? Oh, sorry.
So we'll get into this topic right now before we go to break because apparently Diaz wants to get involved in my relationship status.
Talk about it now because we're going to have a whole section on my show about it.
Yeah, I assumed that was being reserved for the Rob V show.
Well, I don't
know. It's not really the relationship status. It's more his affinity for selfies. Can you? I mean,
okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah, this right here.
One.
No, the fuck you did.
No, hold on. I took one.
Oh, she did.
Sharon took the rest.
Okay.
But can you imagine Quimby? He goes off on anyone when anyone does that quote unquote gay shit. And now
When have I gone off on you and Abby?
You haven't gone off on me ever.
Okay.
So you go off on me. Yeah.
So what are you speaking of?
Hold on a second.
What have you seen before? I don't think it means what you think it means.
Rob, you're going to handle this for a nice big segment on it. Yeah, that's good.
That's all right.
I don't want to talk about it.
Look at the shit-eating grin on his face.
Rob has been mean. I will defend you, sir.
Thank you.
I will help.
Now, hold on a second.
Bullshit.
You want to know why? Because pussy talks to bush and runs a marathon.
I've never heard that one. There you go.
The fuck out of here.
Hold on a second.
The fuck I'm going to look at.
That's
the fuck
it. The
fuck I'm listening to you motherfuckers.
Pussy talks.
Bullshit runs a marathon.
Bullshit runs a marathon.
That's good.
You get down there, you talk to it, and you become one with it.
Hollis, I'm going to adopt that one, by the way.
You can if you like.
That's awesome.
You're welcome. I'll be here all week.
Well, I will defend myself. Anytime I can take a picture with her, I will.
I wasn't going to take any pictures with her.
because you had to go over.
Well, you weren't allowed to.
And before we get into Diaz's infatuation with Gabe Kapler.
Oh, dear Lord.
What? Get the hell out of here.
We had a man crush on Gabe Kapler?
I don't know. He was stalking him at the Mummers.
He is handsome. He's a very handsome
man. He was just walking on Broad Street. I'm going on that couch.
I think you just approve the gayness.
Why are both of you guys?
You do realize that, right?
Why are both of you guys nipples hard?
That is the LGTB community. LGBT.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say.
Got him. I can see you guys nipples through your shirts.
What's going on over there? I can't.
It's cold.
It's not that cold in here.
I can't do it. I got to go. Let's go.
If you guys ever, I'm not going to lie. All right. Palmer and I were hammered coming back from Vegas on a red eye. And we knew we weren't going to sleep. All right. We're first class. And I go, all right, dude, I got to find us something to fucking watch. Because it was a 737. There was no TVs or anything on it. I found in that fucking Hudson News, all right, Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, that is such a good movie.
It is so fucking funny, man.
It is such a great movie.
And I bring this over to Palmer. He's like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, dude, it was that or Frozen.
You're going to love it.
Oh, God, don't.
Did you guys see this?
The Frozen?
Honestly, some of the quotes from that movie and some of the scenes are just
classic.
Fucking hysterical.
Classic.
I highly recommend it. You don't watch it sober.
All right.
But if you watch it after a few beers or a couple bingers, you'll get it. It's a never-ender, man. Diaz, before we take a break, apparently you have a problem with deep dish pizza as well.
Yeah, it's not pizza.
Where did this come from?
Where the fuck did this come from?
Excuse me?
What is this?
Do you guys read your text messages when we're talking about all this shit? Other than officiating that you want to talk about?
Diaz, you're 100% right, because they're not even the same thing.
They're not.
You fucking going to listen to Rob V, really?
I was just saying it's Chicago Week.
He's the best chef in here.
Is he?
It's not even the same thing.
Although, with all the fucking 7 years that we've been doing this show, and he's had a full kitchen.
He's never offered to fucking cook.
Hey, Mr. Chinowski.
I can tell him.
He burns. He burns.
Okay.
So, cook-off.
So, wait.
I got two cook-offs now.
Now, are we challenging him to something of your liking? Or just your favorite dish?
What the fuck is your favorite dish,
you cook the same thing.
Whoa. What the fuck is your favorite dish?
Rex is already trying to make rules. There's no rule.
No, we already have another competition going on with Mike O'Neill.
There's no motherfucking rule.
Hold on a second. All right.
What's your favorite motherfucking dish,
bitch? I want another competition.
Sorry.
All right, good. How about all of you come down?
Okay, sorry.
To Costa Rica.
Okay. Oh, there's not good ingredients in Costa Rica. We'd have to import everything.
Oh, fuck, Rob.
on.
Fuck, you can run the red dream, Rob. Shut the fuck up.
And the reason why I say come down to Costa Rica is because you have to figure it out on your own.
Yep.
You can't go to your fucking go-to.
Okay.
You got to find the ingredients. That's you got to figure good. It out on your own. Actually, you got to fucking good. Make. I'll catch all the fish.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you all the seafood. I'll go kill a fucking cow in the hills. All right?
How about a pig? A wild boar.
Well, I dig the swine.
Yeah. Dude. I dig the swine.
Kill a fucking human? Yeah.
Whoa.
Where do we
wedding.
Go right Step there? Brothers. Where do we go?
Step Brothers.
Wedding
Crashers.
Say the Rob B. Show.
I know.
Wedding Crashers. That scene where they're going quail hunting. Oh, yeah. Well, especially, you're all muted right now while I can talk. I've never done a complete mute across the entire panel.
Dick.
Okay, so deep dish pizza. That's great.
It's delicious.
It's everything, casserole.
We don't have food connoisseurs in here.
How the fuck is it casserole?
Because it's a deep dish. It's not pizza.
Let me ask you a question. How thick is a deep dish? Because what's the difference between a deep dish and pan?
I'll tell you what the difference is. An hour and a half on fucking delivery when you're in Chicago. Good Lord.
And the main difference is the water's better on the East Coast, so you're not going to get a good piece of pizza if you're outside of the East Coast. That is what it is. Just like bagels.
They pull it out of the fucking Great Lakes up there.
Hold on, what the fuck are you talking about?
The water is different on the East Coast than it is. That's why you can't get a decent bagel outside of the East Coast.
They pull out of the Great Lakes, man.
You got to go to the Midwest.
The St. Louis Bread Company is the shit.
The St. Louis Bread Company is the shit.
Now Panera Bread.
Hollis, go down and talk to Mark Vetri and have him talk to you about different water on the East Coast.
Well, you go.
There we go.
Well, go to St. Louis and you can drink the water from the hydrant.
From the tap.
You can't drink that shit from up here.
It tastes like bleach.
I've heard that before in reference to L.A. Like, you can't get a good piece of bread out of L.A. because the water's not as good as it is.
Everybody's gluten-free now out there. What the fuck you mean?
Well, I don't know. I'm just
Manning's not gluten-free. He's in L.A.
I'm not saying that I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but in L.A., it all comes out of the Colorado River.
Out of the ass?
Where it's gone through everything up until then.
Good things?
Everything in the Midwest comes out of the Great Lakes. That's
now, I'm
going to
rein us back in here because we went off on a fucking tangent.
I'm still confused. How is a deep dish considered a casserole? That's why.
No, I'm just saying it is. It's not pizza.
The thickness because
it's an inch and a half. Yeah, it's like this thick. It's literally deep. It's almost like deep.
We're going deep undercover.
Pan is what you're used to that you're good. It's like deep
I'm
dish.
I'm sorry, you're saying
honestly,
pan
I'm
or
going
pan?
So far
pan,
deep, sir, pan? You're not even going to.
Pan?
What movie?
Bad Boys.
Nope. I'm going deep. I need to go deep undercover.
No, 48 Hours.
Nope.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Thank you.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Who my dad's friend wrote Beverly Hills Cop, by the way. Stephen D'Souza.
Part two. Yeah, part two.
You guys, we're going to come back for our final segment. No, we're going to have actually one full segment and one half. We'll be back.
All right, we're back. Episode 9 of the Sports Blizzard. The Birds are in the playoffs.
Yeah, baby.
And we are all Birds right now.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie. You guys know I'm a negative Nelly.
Yeah, we both picked the Birds last week. We also both picked the Vikings.
We did.
I didn't pick the Vikings.
Okay for everybody else.
Where was
we
everybody?
Know you were right.
Where was everybody about 3-4 weeks ago? Negative Nellies.
Oh, well, you know what? I honestly thought the wind was completely out of the sails after the first play of the Cowboys game.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And it was
still angry
it was,
about that.
Well, but we talked about this, and we can revisit it.
Yeah,
everybody said the same thing. You know, we made the deal with the devil.
Yeah,
last
year.
Yeah, and as Diaz pointed out so well, and Hollis, you can attest as a former player, you have to have a little bit of luck to get to the Super Bowl and win it.
Yeah, win it. Yeah,
but also. Every fucking bounce was not going on. Every bounce last year went our way.
Right.
Every bounce this year, not so much. Let's talk about the first. Okay, so the planets align. Let's talk about what. First of all, Matt Nagy. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I want to get in right now.
Okay.
The Vikings Bears was very interesting, but to you, Hollis, it was not.
Yeah, it was not interesting. You want
to
know why?
I'm about to ask that because the preface is okay. Why would the Bears want to play the Eagles over the Vikings on the off chance that the Rams would lose the second seed to the Niners? We were all hopeful that the Niners would come through. Which would make Chicago play harder and keep their starters in, that game was fucked. That game was over from fucking 7.5 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
All right, Chicago. Matt Nagy did not have to keep his starters in. That game was over, over, and the score. Even though you know, the 49ers put up what 30-31 something like that.
They put up a formidable fight.
Yeah,
at the end.
They kept catching up while the Rams started sitting people.
Yeah, they still gave 50.
Right.
So.
But why? Why does Matt Nagy choose? Because he chose.
Right.
He chose the Eagles over the Vikings, which to me makes. I think I know where you're going to go with this, but to me, it doesn't make any sense. This is what I think you're going to say, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. You're going to say that it's a young team, it needs the work, it needs the practice, it needs to feel as though that last game was a playoff game, and you're playing for your fucking life. That's the only thing I can imagine because I have no idea. Hollis first.
I have no idea why
Matt Nagy would want to play the Eagles over the Vikings. The Vikings are. Off. They're not terrible. They're just off.
Is it divisional opponent? Is that it?
I was going to say this is what I was going to tell you. And it goes back to actually even the Eagles, even Eagles when we played the Dallas Cowboys three times and gave Tony Romo one of his only playoff victories. You don't want to have to play a team like three times and you give them that opportunity to come back. You give them the opportunity to give them that confidence to beat you. Really? And then they come down there and they feel they got
and they feel like they
have the air of confidence. And not only that, the other part is you do have a young squad. And you wanted them to go on the road just in case they have to go on the road in the playoffs and fight a player team whose back is against the playoff wall.
Right.
And it's like, and on top of that, Mitchell Trubisky, he hadn't been doing just like outstanding. So he wanted to see him in those situations so to see how he reacted. Because it's like it's a game that the game doesn't mean nothing. But you get your team some valuable experience, playoff experience in a hostile environment. And you don't want to invite a team that's in your division that already plays you twice a year and kind of knows you.
Yeah. In other words, how many times do you need to see the shell game before you figure it out?
Yeah.
That's his prime example. I'm serious. If you sit there and you miss it twice,
Pops is on fire tonight.
If you miss it twice, the third time you're like, I Pops, got it.
You are getting most improved panelist award here.
I appreciate that.
Seriously, yeah. I don't know what it was, but I'm glad you're out of your shell, baby. You keep going.
Thank
but
you.
The thing is, though, the Bears were playing all their players, but man, the Vikings, like, did they just collapse?
Kirk Cousins sucks,
right. It's Kirk Cousins.
This is what I tell you. I've said this, and it goes back to when I was doing the Josh Hinton show. There's like I had to wear a shirt with Kirk Cousins on the front of it. Say you like that because I always say Kirk Cousins sucks. He sucks in high heavens, and it's like the way you know it is the fact that the Redskins wouldn't even sign up to a long term deal. It's like they franchised him a couple of times because they figured he was the best option at the time, and then they just let him go. You pay him $84 million guaranteed. You were in the NFC Championship game last year with a guy of meager accommodations that you wouldn't have to pay $84 million to. And he had continuity with your guys already. And you went and paid $84 million for this shit.
Well, the thing about it is they got away from what they do, which is
run
the ball, play great defense. Mm-hmm. They didn't run the ball a lot this year.
And like that's what Zimmer was talking about.
Yeah,
DeFilippo got fired.
But I guess to kind of piggyback on what he was mentioning, what I actually heard in regards to Chicago was the coach wanted them – the reason he played them mm-hmm. is because they weren't battle-tested, meaning that they were in Minnesota, which was a hostile environment. They were away from home, and he wanted to see how they did again, you know, in a hostile environment that wasn't home to them.
And that is a playoff situation. Minnesota, that was a playoff game.
Yeah, because
and
if you look at their record, they've lost most of their games
away from home,
and they score less points and allow more points away.
It was one more quick thing. The other thing is – it's like there's no way to simulate that in practice.
Right.
That type of battle where the team is against the wall. If they don't win, they go home. And you come down there, and they kick the shit out of them. And a lot of people think that they pulled some of their defensive starters
in the
middle of the third quarter, and they were still getting that ass like a pair of tight ones.
Yeah.
One thing that I agree with is that the Bears are hungry.
Yeah.
And I think that coach wants to prove they're hungry.
I think they're hangry.
They're hangry?
Do you think there's anything to the fact that they're the two Andy Reid pedigrees want to meet up?
Well, I will tell you through a source, they did not want to see us. They don't want to see the Eagles with Nick Foles.
We're gonna harp on a little bit of the Bears coverage by their local media, which is
– Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Chicago as a city is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great city.
Soldier Field built on a fucking island is a disaster.
It's a fucking disaster. And the renovations are fucking horrific.
They did everything that they could do to add more seats to a season ticket holder base, which is always full, because there's fucking 10 million people in that city.
Yeah, but they did nothing to the turf.
Doesn't matter. I know why they did the seats. Okay?
I'm talking about the grass on the field sucks.
Fact is... Okay, even for our trip, all right, and our tailgate out there on Sunday, greenlegion.com, check it out.
Trips.greenlegion.com.
We're not even providing any transportation back from the game because you can't get there.
You
can pull up next to the art museum as a bus off of Lakeshore Drive and dump people off, and you're good to go. You go right up the ramp, and you're in.
Yeah.
Not afterwards. There's
fend
no fucking
yourself.
Thing.
Fend for yourself.
So we're worse than FedEx Field.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God!
Hold the phone,
dude.
Makes FedEx Field look like a fucking pumpkin patch.
We know
bro.
FedEx Field.
because
I got so fed up. You probably didn't see it, but I got so fed up during our road trip down to DC. I got off the fucking bus. To direct traffic so our buses could make a left.
Dude,
I literally got out. I got in the middle of the fucking road, and I'm like this. You fucking stop. You fucking stop. You go.
But
because this one girl would not make a fucking turn. You know, she's there like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm like, relax, sweetheart.
That wasn't the first time he did it because I was on the second bus going, should I fucking jump out here? And anyway, but yeah. FedEx Field's miserable.
What the fuck
anyway,
is that,
moving on.
Another
moving
Rex Eruption?
Rex Eruption! Yeah, all right! Yay!
First one!
The legend continues. Rex,
I thought, let's see how
but,
long. Damn it, Rex.
Yeah, let's
damn it, Rex.
That's great insight, honestly. It makes sense. I was trying to figure it out. It doesn't make sense.
But I do know some of the coaches down there and some of the player personnel people, and they were saying they were going to play their starters for the most part because they're not battle tested. It's a young squad, and the main reason, one of the other main reasons, was Mitchell Trubisky. He's been herky jerky and hotty shotty throughout the season.
Okay, like the weakest so point of the team.
We're going to jump around our bullet points here because it's a great thing that you bring up. I'm going to come down a little bit here,
okay.
and I'm going to ask you, does Mitchell Trubisky scare you?
Nope. He doesn't scare me at all.
No.
He
doesn't scare me
you
at
know
all.
What?
Yeah, he does, to me.
Go ahead.
But he scares you.
Out of all the losses the Eagles had, they had a scrambling quarterback. With the exception of Tampa Bay, it was a scrambling quarterback that actually beat them. Tennessee tore us up. It was a scrambling quarterback.
I don't know about tore us up.
Their third down efficiency was pretty
the fourth
pretty
down
good.
Efficiency in that Eagles game against Tennessee was awful.
Right, but if they have a problem with the coverage, if they have a problem with coverage, if things break down, we give them a lot of yards on the ground.
But the only reason why I don't have that same scare with Mitch Trubisky because when he scrambles, he throws fucking picks.
That's right. That's what I was going to say.
But a lot of times when he scrambles, he's also looking to run the ball.
Yeah,
true, but he does throw a lot of picks when he's under pressure.
Do you think we can get to him?
Yes.
Do you think he gets rattled as a rookie quarterback?
I think that's our best hope.
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
Yeah. I mean, not hope. I think we can win the game, but. I think that's the best way. They're going to try and run the ball and control the clock and play good defense, and we know that going in.
Correct.
And if there's a way we can get him in third and long and force him to run the ball. Now, you're right. While he's on the run, he might pick up those 9 yards.
Yeah.
But when he throws, most of his mistakes when he throws it comes off scramble.
Well, like you said, but if you looked at the Chicago Bears from the beginning of the season until now, they hold – offensive identity has changed because in the beginning they were throwing the ball. Like against Tampa Bay, he had 6 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
A lot of them were like either shovel passes or BS, but they actually scaled back from that, run the ball more with the kid
Cohen and Howard.
They're running the ball a lot more.
Right. Okay, so that's the next question.
Okay.
Does Jordan Howard scare you?
No.
Tariq Cohen doesn't scare me so much. I'm sorry.
I would even flip it the other way. Cohen, because he catches balls out of the backfield.
He does.
I'm going to let you guys know both of the running backs kind of they slightly scare me a little bit.
It's
a game plan. It's the 1-2 punch. It's the 1-2 punch.
One of them on their own, maybe not, but two of them together.
But two of them together, like switching up carries, giving them the changeup, giving them the ability to rotate, and one trying to outdo the other. It's going to make for a formidable matchup. But I feel like that we got most of our guys, the front seven back, that they that stops the run. So with Timmy Jernigan coming back, it's a nice rotation with him and Haloti Ngata and Fletcher Cox in the middle, and we got Jordan Hicks back.
You think Jernigan's going to be 100% or what?
Damn right.
Yeah. I hope so.
He's playing last game.
We miss him. We miss him, man.
He played last game.
Yeah, he's playing.
Were you fucking watching the game, Rex? See, Rex?
Yes, he played last game.
See, every time I be trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Damn.
Well,
so a nice point that Diaz brought up over text,
of course,
as we're expecting a call from the captain right now.
Nice.
The Eagles, again, biggest underdogs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right, they're 5.5-point dogs. Right. I kind of think we embrace this role.
Yeah.
All right. Not that.
I think Foles embraces this role.
Well,
I think the whole squad does. I think Lane Johnson, Lane Johnson.
Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson not getting accepted, selected to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He'll
be an All Pro or second team or something like that.
Yeah, he'll be an All.
Maybe not this year.
Maybe not this year.
Let's talk about that which we know. Okay. All right. Okay. I've been giving a lot of accolades to other teams because I didn't want to talk about the Eagles until we got to this point.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Damn.
And welcoming to the program after he turns down all the background noise.
Turn down the background noise right now.
What's up, Cap?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Good to hear from you, man. How are you?
Hold on, Cap. I can still hear background noise.
No, it's off.
Okay, now you're good.
There's a little fuzz.
So he's good now.
Cap, how you doing tonight, Bubba?
I'm good. I know how to do this. I know how to call into a radio show without any noise in the background.
I'm just messing with you, man.
You fuckstick. Nobody asked you about that.
We're about to talk about
Don't test me, Hollis. You're already on my damn short list.
Uh-oh. because your lady enjoys taking pictures with me?
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying.
Hey, look, that I bet you won't take another one.
And here we are on the Sports Blizzard.
As I said,
once you're part of this entire conversation, Cap.
Okay,
you know, I'll kind of give a I'll kind of give you your nod so that we're not all talking over each other. Right now, we're going to talk about the Eagles and why we think they can win. Simply because they are one of the hottest teams in the league right now. I've been giving everybody else accolades because I wanted to wait until we got here, but the Eagles. All right, first of all, let's assume that the Redskins packed that shit in, okay?
Right.
We can all do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
But let's talk about that which good teams do. When a team packs it in, or when a team is a bad team, you beat the piss out of them. Hollis, am I right?
Yeah, you kicked the ass.
Kicked their ass.
This is the one thing that I didn't like the last time we played the Redskins, when they had Mark Sanchez. That we didn't just whoop their ass.
Right.
We were supposed to turn it on and put our foot on their motherfucking throat and crush them. And we didn't do that. I love this game because we kicked their ass because we were supposed to.
Well, they were without any type of hope, first
quarter. Let's talk about that particular stat that pops out over pops. Time. That pops out over everything. Yeah. Oh, my God. God, the Eagles had the ball for 43 minutes and 19 seconds against the Redskins. That's three quarters of a fucking football game.
They're thinking that being on defense against that shit.
Oh, right.
Pure dumb.
And by the time you get to the second, half, Hollis, you're just ready to rip somebody's fucking head off. You're going, God, I've been stretching out all day. Let's do something.
Actually, at halftime, I'm going to get an IV because I probably expelled a lot of fluids.
Really?
Hell yeah.
What are you talking about? You've been on the field for less than fucking 7 minutes.
They demolished them and put them three now.
I'm talking about if I was on the team that gave up the 43 minutes.
I'm talking about – sorry, we're on opposite ends.
If I'm on that team, I'm fresh as hell.
Well, what I'm saying is, you're coming out in the fourth quarter and you're going, oh, my God, I don't feel like I've even played yet.
I'm still looking at the cheerleaders.
Yeah, the warm-up was longer than this.
Giving them winks and whatnot. A crazy stat, it is week 17 and not everyone's playing and some players are sitting, but Fletcher Cox got the defensive
player.
Player of the week. But he played 32 snaps. Isn't that insane? He was awesome. He had three sacks.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He only played 32 snaps. That would be awesome to do that every week.
But see, this is the thing with like a lot of people was talking about the defense not showing up at certain times. It's like, but our offense was going like three and out real quick and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't give your defense defensive lineman a chance to rest like that. That's the production you get.
Of course,
right. that's exactly what we were early in the season.
Yeah, the fact that Timmy Jernigan came back to make him only have those 32 snaps.
Right.
It's like the actual fact is it's like when you to because like I've the most snaps I had was like in college I had like 90 snaps in the game.
Oh, 90.
90. We played against Nevada Wolfpack. They threw the ball down to every play.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like when you get to the pros, it's like I think the most of the pros I had was like 60.
Oxygen.
65.
Yeah. Give me oxygen.
65, and it was because we played a formidable opponent. It was a knockdown dragout. Yeah, well, they was running the ball and throwing the ball, so it was a knockdown dragout. But it's like when you get to that game where you play the game, As a defensive tackle, an interior rotating defensive tackle, you're only going to get 30 to 35 snaps, and you're going to be fresh as fuck.
Yeah, and that's what we need.
Now here's the one part, and I definitely want to get Captain involved in this entirely. All right, Captain lives in D.C. All right, Cap, can you please tell us about the somber attitude of every Redskins fan that you fucking rubbed in shit, every face you rubbed in shit after that game because they lost that stadium? You and I have been to every Redskins game for how many years? 7, 8, 9, 10?
It's several. 4 or 5, definitely. Consecutive.
Right. Consecutive. I'm talking about overall. Yeah. We've definitely been at least overall. 7, 8, 9, 10, 9. Okay. And we've seen blowouts. We saw the Vic era when they put up fucking 52. We've seen a lot, but have we ever seen I've never seen FedEx Field like fans just left. I mean, we were it.
A couple rows in front of us.
Yeah. Well, we've been you know, like the Chargers game last year. We took over that stadium, but we literally dismantled that stadium before halftime.
Oh, wow.
And there was – Cap, was there anybody left? Were there any – like four, maybe
one? No. So, and the beauty – I'm sure you saw the YouTube clip or one of the Philly bloggers posted a video of the fans, Eagles fans, on the tarmac watching the end of the Bears game.
Yeah.
Yeah. that was the scene inside, outside, in the parking lot. There were no Skins fans to be found.
It was a somber moment for them, and I don't feel bad in any way for any of them.
Oh, yeah. No. It's great.
Not at all. Not at
there
all.
There was a Captain had posted, he sent me a couple of articles or columns from local, like Burgundy blog or some Redskins thing, and they were just like, this is what happens, this is what you get. I hope Dan Snyder. Then none of them were like, this is bullshit. This should never happen. They were like, this is what happens, Snyder. This is what you get.
This is what you get.
No one gives a shit about you anymore. You
Cap,
know?
What is it? Sorry.
I was going to say, wasn't it Malcolm Jenkins that thanked us for having the, you know, a home game South?
Yeah, Lake South. They were calling it Lake
South.
Like,
it was like we were chanting so heavily. No,
Malcolm lives right around here, doesn't he?
Yeah, he lives in one of those new condos.
All right. Yeah. He can come over and give me my gift of service whenever he wants. Cap, I'm going to ask everybody else. I'm going to ask you first. All right, we're going to start talking about this Bears game right now.
Okay.
Matchups. I kind of feel as though we are better prepared for this game with Nick than we would be with Carson, even a healthy Carson, because the entire game plan for the Eagles offense to succeed against a defense like this is to get the ball out of your quarterback's hands
quickly,
as fast as fucking humanly possible.
Yeah.
All right? And you know, whether or not it was mental or health, Carson was not getting the ball out of his hands this season. All right? We can talk about that. Cap, what do you think about this matchup here? Let's say specifically Khalil Mack, Jason Peters,
Lane Johnson.
Don't talk to me
about Bears pass rushers, whether down linemen or linebackers, because we just handled both the Rams and Houston, who were supposed to do the same thing. Like you said, Nick is getting the ball out quick, and he's getting it out to different people, and the running game has refound itself, so I think advantage Eagles on all of those, and Nick is unflappable, so I'm unconcerned with that.
Real quick, Pops just lit up his eyes, as the entire room can see whenever he does that. What do you got? What's your retort?
Yeah, my only thing with that is the Rams are known for having a porous defense, and Houston, they...
Aaron Donald?
Porous,
yeah, but
they still give up
a lot of yards,
a lot of points.
Their back end, if they went and got all those, they paid all their money for, it is stinking up the joint royally.
Yeah, and then against Houston, of course, they have a good defense, but, you know,
nobody's like Khalil Mack, though.
Right. Yeah, but I think what we're all missing, when we talk about the quarterback battle and everything else, more than anything else to me, is Darren Sproles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're about to get there.
If you look down on the bullet points.
All right.
All right. Well, good job.
Yeah.
Good job. I guess this might be the leading.
Yeah, but hold on a second, Pops. I mean, you can't dismiss how the offensive line and the offense have responded to those other two defenses. I get it, but. Aaron Donald, like you said, he had, what, how many sacks?
That's one person. People are getting in the backfield,
and I think that's the fear, getting in the backfield and stopping both the run game. And I just think that we're playing well enough to combat that.
Okay, I understand.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy like a lot of these other cats are saying that, but I got to like my chances at that.
Okay, but with that being said, did you know that Aaron Donald had 6 to 8 sacks against the 49ers alone? And then when you mentioned Chicago, you talk about Khalil Mack, but also Roquan Smith, which is probably going to be the defensive rookie of the year. They have him. Then Akeem Hicks, which is also the defensive tackle. That's three people on the same side of the ball.
And Eddie Jackson.
That will get after you.
And Eddie Jackson. And
well, damn, I might as well stay home then.
No, I'm not saying that. I still have the Eagles winning. I still have the Eagles winning the game, but it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's okay. Just worry about Khalil Mack, and that's it.
On that note, talking specifically,
shut up, Dio.
Offense against the matchup, Foles versus Chicago Bears defense. I want to know what Rob has to say because he's been shaking his head like a fucking girl in the corner of the room here for the last 15 minutes.
No, the only reason I shook my head is when you start talking about Nick Foles over Carson Wentz. And
well, we're getting to that.
I'm glad none of you guys rate player personnel departments because we'd all be screwed if you did.
Do you like the matchup?
Rob, I love that.
The Bears have a good defensive line, but their secondary and their linebackers don't do anything for me.
They don't have the best linebacker corps in the fucking game.
They do have the best, one of the best linebackers, the young guys, and the secondary. They have a bunch of returns for touchdowns.
Their fucking D is great.
Hold on, wasn't I asked for Rob's opinion? I didn't know everybody else was chiming in. I was told, can we have Rob's opinion? That's what I was asked. Rob's opinion. All right, we're already running overtime here, but you wanted Rob's opinion.
Is that what you're bitching about?
No, you wanted Rob's opinion. He asked for it.
Well, Rob, say your opinion. Stop bitching, Rob.
All I said was the Bears, can we agree that the Bears' defensive line is the best part of their defense?
100%. Khalil Mack?
I'm going to say the front seven.
Is he a defensive end or linebacker?
That's one thing.
He's still the front four.
He's the front seven.
Okay.
It's like, I understand what Rob is saying. I was going to give Rob some credit.
We don't do that.
Definitely stop there.
Let
him go. Keep going.
No, the Bears have a good defense, but like I said, their linebackers and secondary don't scare me. So as long as the Eagles' offensive line wins, they're going to win the game. That's the key, is the offensive line's got to win.
Right, we weren't talking about that. We were talking about matchups, but that's all right.
That is a matchup. The offensive line against the defensive line. I didn't want to know
what you thought about the outcome.
Rob, you have a valid point, but it's like the linebacker core, is formidable because they didn't – the Trevathan and all those guys, they were from the Super Bowl Broncos team. So When you think about the linebacker core, just think about it in terms of covering Zach Ertz, because they're great cover linebackers, and then they have the one kid in the middle that they drafted this year in the first round. He's a beast versus the run. So it's like, and then they've meticulously drafted the guys in the secondary where they're ball hawking corners. If you look at it, it's kind of a microcosm of the old monsters of the Midway, where they're gonna try to strip the ball, they're gonna try to intercept the ball, and they're gonna try to take it to the house the best way they can. They score more than just on offense with their running backs. They try to run the ball control, keep their defense off the field as much as they possibly can, and then when their defense comes on, it's a lights out show. That's basically what it is.
I can't argue the former NFL player because he's really
sure you can.
Well, no.
He talks too much.
I know the GM at Chicago, and I saw how they orchestrated this team. It was like, is it Eddie Jackson? He was the third or fourth round pick.
Yeah. I thought it was second, but
yeah, but he's like
he's contributing
exactly.
In the rookie year.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we're gonna reel this back in and get.
Yeah, I got to reel back in because
because
we're almost at 8 o'clock.
Who gives a fuck?
I do. I do.
What, you got somewhere to be?
You got a bedtime?
Hell yeah, I do.
So
I got to be on another show.
Hold on, is that
where all you're invited? This is important because we're getting on matchups still.
Okay, I want no matchups. I'll say, is this the part where they're gonna talk bad about?
I don't know. Is this the point where you get muted for the second time in 2 weeks?
Oh. I'm loud enough so everybody can hear me. Oh, sorry. I was about to say, because I would talk loud enough.
All right. Go ahead. Here is a funny, and we talked about this here. I touched on Chicago media and what they're talking about, because they are defending themselves big time against this whole concept that Matt Nagy made the wrong decision to play their starters and win that game so they can face the Eagles.
Yeah.
We are so much better than the Eagles. And one fucking idiot, I don't remember his name, I don't even want to look at
Spiegel?
It. I don't know. But he goes, oh, and everybody on Chicago's defense should be amped up to play against Alshon Jeffrey and his return home. And I stopped for a second and I went, oh my God, please. Is your birth certificate merely an apology letter from the condom factory?
Because he is about to fuck his
mistake
boat on
them. Chicago being pissed that Alshon left. It's Alshon going, I'm coming back to my place where they didn't re-sign me, and I'm going to have a fucking game.
It's not that matchup. But guess who else, though? Mike Rowe. He was his receiver coach here. There, too.
Did you hear Alshon's quote today? He said, I love the city of Philadelphia. Chicago is just where I was at work. Where I was for work.
Oh.
So he spurned them. So they're saying, like, oh, he's coming home. He's like, no, that's not home.
But does
me.
That make any sense?
There.
Alshon leaves. Yeah. Is the rest of the defense so angry that Alshon left?
Well, most of them are not there. But see, the thing is, Alshon didn't leave. They pretty much ousted him.
They ousted him. Yeah. But it's never about, all right, when a player leaves a city for whatever reason, it's not going to be that the entire team is pissed off that player left. The person who's going to put up the numbers and it's going to be pissed is the motherfucker who's coming back.
Yeah. So, hence the point, Saints. Me to the Saints.
Really?
Eagles, first play of the game. They tried to run the play action fake. Same play that they run every game. And I sacked number 5.
Ah.
The very first
play. Did you get up and be like,
I said,
have you ever said anything bad to Donovan?
I said, way to go, bitch.
Can we at least realize that Alshon Jeffrey has been playing lights out all fucking year?
No.
He's been playing not all year.
He's been playing lights out since Nick came back.
Injuries more than anything else. He was
I don't know about
at,
that.
He was I think it was at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's banged up.
He was getting those jump balls from. You know, one of the things that I've seen somewhere, Nick Foles gives his deep ball is a little more loopy, where Carson's flatter and it's
How tall is Alshon? 6'4"?
6'3", 6'4". But the thing was is Carson was less likely to throw those. He was doing that last year. See, a lot of people think that I'm not on the Carson thing. I want him to go back to like he was last year, spreading the ball around. Right now, he's having a love fest with the fucking tight end. Now, our tight end has got 120 catches. Right. So, we want him to spread the ball around.
And you know what? That is a valid point, but a topic for another show.
Another show. We're not going to get into that.
No, no, no.
We got to get to
a topic for another show, which is going to take place after the song we play.
Okay. We're going to Rob show?
All right.
You don't do Rob show?
I don't know, because we're going to.
Another show.
Rob, we
don't
do your
segment. Of the show.
I got it.
Oh.
Everybody, got it.
Thank you.
We are going to talk about that again because that's important.
Okay.
When we get into the Foles versus Wentz debate, which we're going to have, we're going to burn through this.
Hold on, Captain.
There's a couple. Cap, what do you think about
I'm here.
What do you think about the Eagles secondary right now and how they've adapted, how they've stepped up? Because it seems like, oh, shit, here we go again.
Yeah, I mean, they were just talking about how Fletcher got in Rasul's grill and told him to step up. So, yeah, we've seen how well we've been playing. I'm all about that.
What do you think about the undersized safety playing?
Who, Maddox?
Yeah.
And Maddox, you know, Maddox is at Carver knife
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, that's why. Thank you. I'm not a carpenter, as you can see, but he's at Swiss Army knife. But he can play. He can play corner or he can play safety, because he can play safety mainly because of the way he tackles and how physical he is.
Don't you think this says a lot to what Malcolm Jenkins is to this team in a leadership role?
That too. It does too.
Because you can't take it away from him.
Yeah, because the main reason is because he was the only one back there that knew what the fuck he was doing, and he had to convey. It's kind of like you had to convey it, tell everybody what the fuck to do. Now I think that everybody's almost on the same page to where they know what to do now. So you don't see guys like still turned around when the ball is snapped.
Right, right.
No. I have this as another bullet point as we're ripping through this. Should we expect to see a big play out of Malcolm? I honestly think we do, and I think it might be a game changer.
I think so.
I don't think it's a strip. I think it's a fucking INT.
Six. I think it's pick six.
And it's pick six. And
are you giving him his props for playing every snap this season?
I'm sorry. Hold on just for a second. And here on the Sports Blizzard, we would like to give props to Malcolm Jenkins for playing every defensive snap this season. Captain, yes,
one
I have.
One of three dudes to do it.
Who was the guy from... The Detroit Red Wings, who wanted to play Chicago Blackhawks, wanted to play a defensive player, wanted to play every minute of one hockey game. Mm. Oh, God.
I don't know.
He had one of the most tenured careers.
It wasn't Grant Fuhrer, was it?
No. He was a defensive player.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get to that. So, healthy Sproles, how do you feel about that, Cap? Because I'm going to let Pops have that one after you.
Oh, he can have it. You know, I've gotten back on the Sproles bandwagon in the last couple of weeks. So
I think
I'd like to see him.
I think Darren's done a pretty good job of putting everybody on that fucking rig.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, I think I noticed it when they played Houston, Texas, when he got the 36-yard pass. Because we all talk about how Nick Foles has to get the ball out quick. Mm-hmm. And who's better to get it out quicker to? And Darren Sproles in the flats.
And he's been taking those targets, and he's been making the most.
I mean, regardless of how old he is, he's still a nightmare matchup for anybody that runs out there with him. If it's a linebacker, cornerback.
Multi-purpose back ever.
Interesting.
Well, we're going to bring that up again here as soon as we come back from break. But, all right, so bottom line. All right.
Captain's still on the phone.
I know, and I'm talking to Captain. Captain's part of this squad. He just can't be here. All right.
Hey, Captain, how's your lady doing?
Oh, man.
Are you coming to Chicago?
Stab,
stab, stab.
Maybe something dagger earlier, man.
Stab, stab. And that's it. No, but mind you.
Captain, I'm sorry, man. I'll kick him in the nuts.
Whoa, you don't have to apologize, Captain. I didn't even know that until Captain told me to himself.
Oh.
I was just doing my job. I was sitting there looking pretty and taking pictures.
And you know what? Nobody looks prettier than you when taking photos.
And he's like, man, did my wife just take a picture with you? I was like, who was it? So it's the back girl. I was like, oh.
God damn it, every day I got to prove my love.
Every day I got to prove my love.
Real quick, what do we think about Tate this week? Because I think that might be an X factor.
I was going to say, because he's played against him for a few years with
Detroit.
With Detroit, yeah. So it's he might be like one of the determining factors. But I think that one of the determining factors really is going to be Alshon over the top.
Absolutely.
It's just,
I mean for me,
what is going to be
last game? He started. Nick Foles started out pretty bad,
right?
But then next thing you know, he's 25 out of 25,
yeah,
and he's hitting 9 different receivers,
yeah.
So it's kind of like he likes like
his wheels up.
Yeah, he takes what the defense is going to give it to him.
I like the way he's distributing the ball.
distributing the ball.
Easy for you to say.
Well done. Can you say facility? Facility.
Amen. But yes, I think Golden Tate. They need to get him more involved. I just hope they do.
Get it? Did you just cut him off?
No. I'm getting ready for our break before we come back for a 10-minute segment and get over to the Rob V Show. But
the Rob V Show. Rob V's been getting pissed. So.
All right, let's do this right now because we're going to go to Eagles like predictions that, right.
Rob, don't be like that.
Right now,
don't be like that, Rob. We're all friends here.
You're not helping, Hobbs. No. You'll learn. You're not helping.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a flying fuck. Robbie, you gotta get your ass off your shoulders, man. Come on.
Weather shouldn't be a factor in this game.
Right.
No, it's 11 mile per hour winds coming off the lake. Probably be 39 degrees. The barometric pressure will be steadily rising, and the dew point will be holding steady.
Jeez.
Wow. What? Look at that. Weatherman.
Jillian Barbary or over there? What?
One week he's Santa. Next week he's Cecily Tynan. One week he's Santa. Next week he's Cecily Tynan.
Hey, I do what I can. I do what I can for my people. You know, it's like I've already checked the weather on the day. There will be 11 mile per hour winds. I played there in Northern Illinois, so the winds coming off the lake will be a little chillier. So, yeah, it's going to be swirling down there, especially down there. I played in that stadium when they talk about 11 mile per hour winds, and that shit's swirling like nobody's business.
Hollis, who wins?
Eagles win. You want to score?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Cap, who wins?
Birds.
Cap says birds.
Tell your wife I said hi.
Dude, you got to stop. Pops, who wins?
Eagles.
Rob, who wins?
Eagles.
Rex.
Eagles, 24-20.
Nobody asked for your score.
Fuck you.
Me. He's off again. Mrs. Jones.
Diaz.
Birds, baby.
Only because it usually is wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Bears.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Happily taking the Bears is my prediction here.
But you're taking the points too, ain't you?
Furthermore,
you can all go fuck yourselves.
Cap, you have Lonely Man Lotion?
We're going to take a break here, brother. We appreciate you calling in as always, sir. And I will see you on Saturday morning.
Perfect.
All right, brother.
All right, Captain. Later, Cap. Tell everybody. All right, ladies. Tell everybody I said what's happening.
All right, baby.
Good day.
You guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk Foles versus Wentz. We are going to get everything off our chest, and then we're going to get to the Rob Beat
Show. To the Rob Beat Show, hell yeah!
And we are back on the Sports Blizzard. Everybody's on their cell phones right now, except Pops, Rob, and myself, which means you guys all suck.
Man, means we're popular. People want to talk to us.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that.
Your ideas.
You guys, do not forget our sponsors on the Sports Blizzard, Miller Lite, Yards Brewery, Stateside Vodka, Bucks County Baseball Company. Go to BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. 422 Jeep Limerick, Cavanaugh's Restaurants, all of them. Riverdeck, Head House, Rittenhouse, and University City. Delilah's, don't forget about Stripper Palooza coming up in replace of that thing that radio station used to run. Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus in Manayunk, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, and all of the City Fitness Philadelphia locations. Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. Diaz, I respect your knowledge.
In my opinion?
Not so much. And this is not you and I, all right? One of the reasons why it's on this run sheet is for everybody to talk about it. I already know it's 4-2, and that's fine, all right? But it needs to be talked about. I get it, all right? Everything that has happened over the last few years from what was his name? I had his jersey, doctored it up for our gay friend Lewis down in Miami. Lewis, how are you? What was his name? We got a draft pick for Miami for linebacker.
Akiko.
Kiko Alonso.
Okay.
All right. All of this shit leading up to getting the second pick in the draft and choosing and picking Carson Wentz.
Okay.
All right. And last year, we saw a glimpse of Carson Wentz, and he would have been MVP.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
No
yeah.
doubt. Yes. No yeah. doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay. So, yes, is it a touchy subject when you say Foles versus Wentz? All right, I don't want anybody to think anything other than the fact that I think the world of both of these quarterbacks. All right, fact. Now, Carson, did we give him a little bit of grief this year? I don't think we gave him a little bit of grief. We were just pointing out the obvious. He wasn't healthy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, dude, get the fuck out of town. It wasn't that.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. Everybody knows this. holds the record for most touchdowns thrown in a football game. His cleats are in fucking Canton. Been there. Saw it. Just got the record again. It's tied. All right, but that's okay. 25 receptions in a row. Super Bowl MVP. Let me remind you about that stat one more time. Super Bowl MVP.
It's the Rock.
Okay, I don't. Everybody's ready, all right? He also won you a playoff game against the Saints in 2013. However, he gave the ball back to the defense, and Darren Sproles
happened.
Turned around and fucked you right in the ass. All right?
Totally.
Now, if Mr. Racially Sensitive Riley Cooper catches that screen pass.
Son of an onion.
At 3rd and 4. All right, at the 50-yard line, and gets a first down, which he can get. There was nobody there. Nobody. There was nobody within 10 fucking yards, maybe even 15.
Yes, it was.
All he has to do is get down to the first down marker, and Brian Westbrook it against the Cowboys. Sit down, stay in bounds, run out the fucking clock. We're done.
Bad motherfucking right? Nobody.
So Foles got you that which he was supposed to. And then, unfortunately, Chip Kelly came along. Chip Kelly was the architect of
doom.
Nothing.
Antichrist.
The girders and panels building that looked like somebody retarded built.
You know, he okay? He was real antisocial.
He was also anti everything.
Because what ended up happening? I'm gonna give you a quick spiel. Just really quick, quick spiel. One of the main reasons why he got fired was he wouldn't take onus to what he had done. Second, he had the cafeteria workers and the janitors not liking him. We had people that's fixing your fucking food not liking you because when they speak to you, you walk by them like they're a fucking statue.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
We do have another show to get to, and I want to be conscious of that.
Yeah, Rob.
No, we do.
I know, I'm just kidding.
All right, everything we have in this show is because of this guy. All right, let's be honest. Then he goes to a Jeff Fisher team where all quarterbacks go to die.
Oh, dear Lord.
Dr. Doom.
Diaz, my question for you. Rob, my question to you, because you're on Diaz's side on this one, and I get it. All right. Potentially, Carson Wentz is a much better quarterback. 100%. But if Nick Foles, this is a but, if Nick Foles gets you back to the Super Bowl, doesn't even have to win it, but if Foles gets you back to the Super Bowl, if he is your quarterback for 3 road wins in the NFC this year and gets you back to the Super Bowl, I am sorry, but you can't let him go.
Well, you forgot your bullet points here on Facebook last night. You also added all-around good guy.
Oh, he is an all-around good guy.
which was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's no argument that can be made now.
He's not Jim Baker's friend.
I think there's a whole bunch of reasons why we can go down this way. Carson's still on a rookie contract for another couple of years. That's just one easy thing. But if you're saying, and this is all hypothetical, because Foles has not let us back to the Super Bowl yet. He might, and I hope he does. I hope he wins it all. Mm-hmm. I think what happens, though, is, and we just spent way too long doing the Rivers-Eli debate, right?
Way to go.
Right. So we're not going down that road, but what I'm saying is when you're looking over the next decade, 10 to 15 years plus, I don't want to take some very well-deserved hot streaks that Nick Foles has in, the whole team has been in, to say, well, we're going to just do this, and we're going to pay Nick Foles a top level salary because of what he already did for us. I want to pay my quarterback going forward.
How old's
about
Nick
what
Foles?
They're going to do. He'll be 30 at the end of this year.
Who gives a fuck? No, this is the. Yeah.
Well, I'm not done. The other thing is sometimes like in the Packers when they were kind of pushing Brett Favre towards the door, There was no promise that Aaron Rodgers was going to be Aaron Rodgers. They just saw for the next decade. It's at some time you have to make that decision. And Brett Favre is the most accomplished quarterback, you could say, of all time, top five. You know, I mean, he won a title for them. So when we're saying at the end of
so how does he
didn't
become?
Didn't they lose 31-0 with that same quarterback?
No, he wasn't playing.
He played at the beginning.
Yeah, okay. But I'm saying is Aaron. What I'm saying is this: is I'm not comparing Brett Favre and Nick Foles. I'm not comparing Aaron Rodgers and Carson Wentz. But the question was, we might have something great in Carson Wentz, but Nick Foles has led us to these things in the past. And I'm saying it's.
No, that's not what he said.
Interruption. All right. First of all, if Foles gets you back again, it's undeniable.
I know, Dick.
All right, it's undeniable, and he is not that old.
See ya.
For a quarter, still a see ya.
Yeah.
Still is. Okay, Rob, please.
Come on, man.
Hey, you guys have amnesia about how, if you look at who's a better quarterback, who has better tools, it's not even in the same stratosphere. It's not even close. And you're not looking at right now, you're looking at 5-10 years down the road. Hey, Nick, you did what you're supposed to. You're a backup quarterback. You get paid to come in and seamlessly make a transition. I love Nick. He's great. But you no-talent ass clowns that think Nick Foles is better than Carson Wentz. Hollis, normally I wouldn't agree with
Hold the phone right there. I am not saying Nick Foles is better than Carson Wentz.
You want to keep
I am saying that the offense that is on the field right now that has a 2 to 3 year window. Because any Super Bowl run team, we know, has a 2 to 3 year window. And then the rest is a fucking crapshoot.
Yep.
All right?
And we have
everybody said except Sproles.
Yeah.
Except Sproles.
Yeah, Sproles, yes.
Okay?
And he's talking about coming back.
I know, and he wants to come back.
He's talking about coming back.
The offense as it stands right now is designed for Nick Foles. More so than Carson. And it was evident by Carson not being able to play to his potential, whether it was from injury or from head, because of the injury, it's not a matter of what he did for you. It's what he can still do for you. If he comes back to back, and gets you at least to the dance, it's undeniable that the entire thing has synergy. It's built for him.
Well,
I get it. I get it. And we still have Carson for two years under contract. Like,
but this is what I want to say right quick. I need Carson to go back to last year's MVP mode. And the way you do that is he has a full offseason with everybody.
Right.
This year he was rehabbing and stuff. I'm saying he regressed. I'm not getting rid of fucking Nick Foles just because he's uncomfortable. He's unfucking comfortable. This is where your fucking job is supposed to be. You're supposed to be on your motherfucking P's and Q's at each and every moment. It's like I'm keeping him mainly because to make sure that Carson knows that if you start fucking up, I got him over here to not to replace you, but to come in and come in and save the cavalry. It's like Nick Foles. I don't think Nick Foles wants to go anywhere else. Nick Foles' parents is wealthy. He's already wealthy. He's already got $22 million from the Rams. It's like I'm not saying that Nick Foles is better than him, but when Nick Foles came in, Carson was trying to press too much to get where Nick Foles was.
And we did not need that. Nick has not blown his money on pasties.
Exactly.
And then not only that, you spoke of the term of longevity. Can you explain to me or tell me when the last time Carson Wentz has played a full season?
He's been hurt the last six years.
Since he's been in the league, it's been known that he's a good player. I wouldn't. If I had to choose, I would choose Carson Wentz. I go on the record of saying that. But you also have to realize when he first came in the league, it was also known he was injury prone in college.
Yep.
And once he became a professional, he became a little bit more reckless, leading to more injuries. He has not played a full season.
Yeah.
Neither has Nick Foles, and Nick Foles is older.
Yeah.
I'm with you on I would keep Carson Wentz, but if I can keep them both, I'll still do that. Like he said, regardless of how Carson Wentz feels of looking over his shoulder, if he does what he does to, one, take care of the ball, but more than anything else, he has to take care of himself because if he's not healthy, he's not going to be out there regardless.
Yeah.
So I'd like to bring up a point that
bring it up.
Hey, come on. Bring up the damn point. Come on, man.
You guys brought up the Eli Manning Rivers debate.
Right. Oh,
how about the Eli or the Rivers Breeze debate where Breeze was let go because they thought his shoulder was done with. So do we?
And then what happened?
Yeah. How did good that work point. Out? So who do you stick with? Do you stick with the guy with longevity that is has some injuries now, or do you stick with the guy that?
No. You know what? And thanks for your interruption.
No. This is what I understand what you're saying, but this is not one of those situations. This is a situation where you have a guy that's slightly long in the tooth that he's. I think Nick is comfortable with his backup role because he's kind of been the man. But I think a lot of people, the offense is running a lot better, which is making the defense play a lot better. Right. But it was playing the same way last year with Carson, but when he had a full offseason and when he wasn't pressing to get what Nick already has.
Right.
I'm all for keeping Nick Foles, but Matt, you financially, you can't do it.
Okay.
He has an option exactly. On him, and if he accepted, that's $20 million. He's not taking away $20 million.
Hold on a second.
It's team option.
Ready? Ready?
It's team option.
Yeah. No, it's team option.
I thought he has to say he wants it.
No, let's assume
this right now. Let's assume there's a perfect world that can be created by two people leaving.
Right.
Brandon Graham and Jason Peters.
Brandon Graham, I'm not letting go.
I'm not letting him go. Peters has to go.
Peters is going to coach anyway. He's going to be one of the coaches anyway.
Okay, but can we maybe consider the fact that the Eagles could sign Nick to a 2-year, $40 million deal?
No. Motherfucker, they just signed Sam Bradford to a 3-year, $36 million deal.
You are able to sign him.
Hold up for a second. The question is, yes, you are able to sign him. I'm saying in the present cap situation of the Eagles, you are not going to sign Nick Foles to a 2-year, $40 million deal while Wentz is on the team.
Wentz is still on his rookie contract.
Yeah. For the next 2 years.
But you could spend that money on other players.
Like.
Okay. All right. But let's go back to the root of the conversation real quick. And we're going to spend, I want to hear from everybody real quick on this topic, 30 seconds or less. All right. If Nick gets you back to the Super Bowl, do you really, really want to let him go? All right. My vote is no. Diaz?
My vote is, do I really want to let him go?
Yes or no? Yes or
no? No, I don't want to let him go, but he's going to go.
Do you want to let him go? I decline his option.
I decline his option. It's $20 million.
We don't let him go, and Howie figures out how to not let him go.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What he said.
Yeah, what he said.
Damn it,
Now you're back on my side.
I've always been on your side.
No.
Not for $20 million a year.
It's not your fucking money.
It is. It's the team.
No, it's the whole. You got to look at the whole team. I don't want to listen. I know. Hollis was coming from a player's perspective, all your money you can. But the whole team. If you take money,
Hollis is not coming from a player's perspective.
You got to spread it out.
Rob. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. It's like both of the quarterbacks that we possess are prone to fucking injury. So why not keep both of them? You keep fucking both of them. Why you can? Because you can because Carson Wentz is on his rookie contract. So you keep both of them. And I think Nick
can be done because
and Nick wants to be here. Yeah, because that's the thing. What you're missing is and I personally talked to Nick. And put it this way, when I personally talked to Nick, he told me about the bad road he went down with Jeff Fisher. I distinctly asked him. I was like, I know Vince Young. Was his quarterback?
Yeah,
I had been knowing Vince Young since he was like 16 or 17 years old because he's from Houston, and Vince Young was ready to kill himself over
Jeff Fisher,
and so I just
we already talked about it. Yeah,
quarterbacks go to die. So I asked Nick Foles. I was like, was he the asshole that everybody portrays him to be? And he was like, he tried to beat around because you know
he cut him over the phone.
I said, just be straight up with me, Nick. He was like, yeah. He's like, because guess who else was under Jeff Fisher? Two quarterbacks in the NFC championship game last year.
Oh yeah, Case Keenum. Yeah.
Case Keenum.
I think what happens though is if we find a way to keep him, this is how it works. Mm-hmm. All right, 5 days after the season is, you know, the new season begins on March 1st or whenever, the Eagles have 5 days to pick up this $20 million option. Okay, mm-hmm. If they do pick it up, he has 7 days to sign it, mm-hmm. And if he doesn't sign it, then he's an unrestricted free agent.
Right.
If we decline his option, he's an unrestricted free agent. So listen, I love. love to keep him for 3 years at $18 million.
No,
okay,
no, no,
that's
not
great.
I only want to keep him 2 years.
Okay, 2 years, $12 million. That's fine. I'm just saying.
You had to give him
he's going to get $20 million a year.
You had to,
another team. That's right.
Not $20 million. I think you'll get $10 a year.
Bradford got $20 million from the Cardinals this year.
He only got $10.
Yeah, he didn't get all the money.
He didn't get all
because
the money.
Because he didn't start.
Okay. All right, but it was a $20 million contract.
They paid it to him because Minnesota paid Kirk Cousins 34.
And they asked Tyrann Mathieu to take a pay cut.
I think what happens is it's great. It's great. It'd be great to keep him. It's just not pragmatic. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. If he goes and wins two Super Bowls in a row, am I listening to offers on Carson Wentz? Sure, I'll listen.
You're not keeping
both guys. If he wins you another Super Bowl, you can't let him go.
No.
You're not keeping both guys.
Yes, you are.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on a second.
I'm a grown man. I can do what the fuck I want.
All right, real quick, because we're wrapping this up. All right. If Nick Foles wins you another Super Bowl this year.
Bitch.
Bye, Carson. Bye.
Okay. I'm glad you're not running a team.
I am calling up fucking Gruden, and I'm getting at least two of those first-round picks. All right? I'm sorry. Bye.
It's not going to happen.
It's a difference between gambling on potential versus wins.
Yeah, with that being said, the incentives that he had this year, he possibly could have still made $20 million for this particular year because he gets $500,000 for a start. Another $500,000.
I don't think that he's not going to get $20 million a year, guys.
I get what you're
saying. What I am saying is that this is what will happen.
Hold on a second. All right. No. Let's not talk about what will happen. Let's talk about fact. If Foles wins you another Super Bowl and you have to pick between quarterbacks.
Carson Wentz.
Okay. 4-2. I'm going Foles.
I'm going Foles.
We wouldn't hire these guys with their personnel.
If he wins,
you have to.
It's a hot hand, man.
And then you guys will be fired in a fucking year because your quarterback got hurt.
Here's the question. Okay. you all right, Rob and Diaz, real quick, and then we're gonna get it off our chest.
Okay.
And we're gonna get moving here. All right. I understand your thinking, both of you. You're looking ahead. You're looking for the potential of the 5-10 years down the road. Your franchise quarterback for a very long period of time. Okay? This team has been starved for a championship for years. We got one last year. At the hands of Nick Foles. Fact. Can we agree?
Right? Nick Foles would have never been there without Carson Wentz.
Look here, regardless how they got there.
What the fuck is that dickhead statement?
Nick Foles wouldn't have run on the road.
Play in the playoffs was Carson Wentz got him to the best record in the regular season playing like an MVP.
Nick still had to play the fucking game.
Nick Foles getting there, plays the whole year.
Huh? Oh, God, man.
Is Nick Foles the MVP of the league?
I can't wait to rob these.
Nick Foles playing on the... Hey, we'll find out this week. Can Nick Foles win in the playoffs on the road?
Okay,
I hope he does. I want him to.
Frustrating.
In other news,
Tyler, you got something to get off your chest.
I got something to get off my chest. These bitches. basically, to get off my chest is I was watching all across the sports spectrum, college to pro. I've learned that what's going on in the sports world. I'm not happy with what's going on in the sports world as far as officiating.
Rex, what's up?
That's his corner.
This is
your get off your chest.
This goes way beyond what he's talking about. It's like the fact that they fucking put out a thing where they was telling who the wild card fucking referees are, officials are.
Yeah, that came out today.
It's about the players. All you're supposed to do is call a fair and convenient fucking game. It's like you miss calls, and it's like, and I was starting to take a soft stance. To where is they're implementing so many different fucking rules, but they're not adding any referees to start looking at these rules. It's like they are bombarding these guys, and they're old. And I put pictures up, I put film up to where that it's like it's a fucking abysmal. Right. This is getting horrible.
Do you think this is the fix is in, or do you think it's just like bad product from the NFL.
I think what it is the NFL needs to actually go out and put more referees on the job.
Thank you.
If you're going to continue to add all these fucking punk ass rules like illegal contact, the next time I see a motherfucking referee throw a flag for 50 fucking yards away on a pass interference, how the fuck did you see that? How the fuck you can't see a face mask in front of you, but you can see pass interference from the fucking end zone.
I did love the
picture. Hey, there's no commentary on get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest. It's already
right.
Dirty.
So why don't you get it off your chest right now, Rex?
Fuck all the Notre Dame haters.
Pops.
All right, I want to get off my chest. There's too many feelings involved when it comes to these sports. And what I mean by that is it used to be a thing. If you can't do your job or you hurt, whatever the case may be, too many people's feelings are being hurt opposed to the greater good of what the team
millennials.
Is, exactly millennials, what the team is supposed to be doing. Exactly.
Are you talking about the Steelers or just everything in general?
Them. This whole debate that's building up with the Eagles about who should be quarterback. Yeah. We're right here in the right now in the right in that moment.
Yeah.
Let's live it and take it for what it is.
To add to what he said about that, it's like that when we played the Rams, who came out as captain?
Me.
No, you don't remember who. Carson came out as captain. It's like but he
I thought it was me.
No, captain, like BBD. But he came out as captain.
Never trust a big button and a smile.
You know it. But he came out as captain, and I think that's what he's talking about, the greater good of the team. Like if he was at home and he came out as captain, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
But to be on the road, what the fuck are you doing?
It's kind of like
he wants to be seen.
Yeah, you know, like when they talk about like Allen Iverson had 30 points and 2 assists. Yeah. Well, how did the team do? Right. That's what it boiled down to.
Diaz, you got something to get off your chest?
Yeah, I got to get this off my chest, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news here for Sexy Rexy over here, but if you are a Notre Dame fan and you didn't go to Notre Dame or grow up next to Notre Dame or do anything associated with Notre Dame except being Irish Catholic, you are always going to hear the hate. I'm sorry.
I'm walking you home, Diaz.
I'm sorry to say it.
And only one person's getting there.
I sound like a priest.
I'm sorry, man. I already turned the rape van back.
We don't need a rape fan.
Sound like a priest.
We don't need a rape fan for this one.
Hey, Rexy, what time do the Lakers play tonight?
Oh, God.
He's going to walk you home.
I'm not coming outside for about 20 minutes.
I don't want to be a witness to that.
I don't want to be a witness to that. I'm not a character witness.
Rob, anything to get off your chest?
The sports blizzard needs to have a set time when they end their show. It should be to be to be announced.
What a dick.
Okay, so he's done.
Something sports related, please, Rob?
What I'd like to get off my chest is Rob having to worry about more than one show and whether or not he's going to be able to handle it.
Are you going
to
be able to handle that, Rob?
Yeah, I'm the only journalist here. I'll be
there. It is.
Hey, wait a minute! I was credentialed for the White House.
We're Trump in office, right?
You're handling all the napkins.
Wow, Pops! What did I ever do to you? Sorry,
way
you
to get your thing. Security you clearance,
you
Rob.
You walked into that one. I'm sorry, you walked into that one.
Oh God! Everybody, we appreciate you listening to the Sports Blizzard. From myself, Diaz, Rex, Hollis, Pops, and Rob, we're calling it a night, and hopefully next week we will be talking about a game in New Orleans.
Hell yeah.